organizations as pedophiles.
And when I get up here and say that pedophile rings are one of the biggest cults or guilds running Washington, that's just what the facts always show.
Their favorite thing is starving to death four-year-olds begging for mommy. And then they call it using them up when they finally whimper, give up, roll over, and die. They then have sex with the dead bodies, thank Satan, like Jimmy Savile would do, and go out and grab your next child out of the back of your yard.
I remembered Ted Gunderson, and I was reading the things he said, quotes in the 80s about there's a shadow government using pedophilia to control and blackmail the population, and it's setting up networks internationally to bring down the United States.
And you don't believe me? Fine. Okay, don't check it out. This is all documented. I don't care how horrible it sounds. It's all documented. I've covered it all here 100 times.
I'm angry. I had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum that run giant death factories.
Keeping babies alive.
This was Aleister Crowley stuff. We know pedophile Island's real. Jeffrey Epstein.
Self-centered crap that we don't even notice hell itself rising up against us.
Mainly in key positions, it's pedophiles. You're saying, okay, you're taking this out of context. You know, government loves us. Where do you think the pedophiles go? Because let's admit it, the UN kills hundreds of thousands of kids every year. You know, they get caught all the time. You know, there's 3,500, nothing compared to them. And there's slave brothels and the slave centers and the 1.2 million women they're kidnapping and shipping out of Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And that's mainstream news. I'm sure you might have heard about that. This is all giant UN slave brothels. They've got slave liner ships. That's been in the news. And you don't believe me? Fine. Okay, don't check it out. This is all documented. I don't care how horrible it sounds. It's all documented. I've covered it all here 100 times. We're now hearing about 700 missing in Georgia, thousands missing in California. And the government, no one's held accountable. Okay, we don't know where the kids are. We took them from homes. We don't know where they are. And then I predicted, and rightfully so, there'd be a lot of news articles in Florida. Well, they found some of the kids. And I thought they'd say we found 2,000 of them or something. No, we found 5 of them.
And when I get up here and say that pedophile rings are one of the biggest cults or guilds running Washington, that's just what the facts always show.
Coming up in the second hour, former state senator John DeCamp, who did write about connections to Penn State and child abuse in the 90s. I had forgotten that he talked about this. Then I saw a Red Dirt report a few days ago with quotes where he'd been talking about it years ago. Just amazing, the massive child abuse network ring at the highest levels of the Republican Party. He was hired as a big Republican in the state of Nebraska to go basically investigate it and cover it up. I mean, they didn't say, hey, it's real, go cover it up. It was, hey, this is a bunch of bull, Senator DeCamp, go prove it's bull. And so the police investigator he hired, the detective.
So next.
Well-known detective, he and his son's plane was blown up when flying to Chicago to investigate. And the rest, there were indictments, there were convictions. The feds swooped in and covered it all up. So you know about the Catholic Church, know about Penn State. I mean, what about the Texas Youth Commission? All the major youth facilities with gladiatorial fighting, the jail guards selling even, 10-year-old children out in the juvenile correctional facilities to police and judges and people coming in and other wealthy who are part of the pervert club, part of the demon club, to have their way with children all over Texas. The Texas Rangers found out and tried to stop it. They got told to back off. The head of the DPS refused to kill the investigation. He was just removed. So the pedophiles rule Texas as well. So they call the shots. And they're everywhere. They like to get into government control because it's the only place they can operate.
This should give you
basically diplomatic immunity.
A clue of what we're going to be covering today on The War Room, at least for the first hour. We've also got Stuart Rhodes going to be popping in. And I think I'll take your calls in the third hour as well. And then I'm going to play more of that report. That's an hour-long report of Alex talking about pedophilia in government. So we're going to skip to him later on in the third hour, talking about the Wiener laptop, which is going to be what we're going to cover when we get right back. You're watching The War Room. We're Low IQ. Infowars.com/show.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plant.
Oh, what's this?
I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
Greetings, everyone. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2026, the day after you were supposed to file your taxes, unless you're Joe Bannister. I've got more on that coming up. I'm your host, Rob Due. Thank you for joining me on The War Room. And as you saw in the first five, it was just a hodgepodge of Alex talking about pedophilia and government going back to the 90s and early 2000s and on Access TV. And it's something we've been talking about for a long time. And now we're seeing once again, the old Wiener laptop is wiggling around on the floor, showing everybody it's still alive and still thriving. The Wiener laptop, Lauren Boebert says she's going to be in the process of making the details of the Wiener laptop public. Now, this laptop supposedly caused, I think, up to 9 different NYPD officers to commit suicide. That's what people are saying online. I don't know if there's been an official word on that, but it's the word on the street, as they say. And this is something, I'm going to play this at the end of the show because it's kind of a long clip, but it's Alex talking about the Wiener laptop with an investigator. And this is in 2016. So, you know, we've been talking about this stuff for a while, and I know this has been out on the internet, but I'm just showing you that we're tomorrow's news today. We know what's going on, and we're here to give you the straight and skinny. But here's Lauren Boebert. This is clip one, talking about how it was so disturbing. And she's talking about FBI agents who viewed it are no longer alive. But there's also some NYPD officers who are no longer with us, supposedly, after viewing that. So here's that clip.
Actually, was working on getting the Anthony Weiner laptop because I want to see the files that are on this. And while we still had Attorney General Pam Bondi, she had sent me over to the FBI. And there is no active search warrant on that computer. And so they are saying that I am unable to view it without a new search warrant. And there has to be new information. I think these Epstein files give us new information to look into the Anthony Weiner laptop.
Yes.
I absolutely want to know what was on there. What was the secret folder that was titled Life Insurance that had frazzle.rip, where people get the frazzle drip story from? I want to see this video. If it's totally fake, if it's not there, I'll come out and say it. I want to see what people are talking about. These things don't just originate out of nowhere. So if it means issuing a subpoena from the oversight committee to get my hands on this laptop, then that's what I will do. If there's anything linking the Anthony Weiner laptop to the Epstein files, I will use that to get another search warrant. But I'm getting my hands on this laptop and looking to see what was in it. It's been said that FBI agents who went in and viewed this laptop, many of them are not alive anymore. What is it with this laptop? It's been said that many have committed suicide, that it was so disturbing.
So that's Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who survived an attempted, they tried to get her out of office. They didn't like what she was doing, asking too many questions. Probably not, in the royal lineage that we have, the political royalties. So they were trying to get rid of her. She's still there causing a stink. And now it's moved to the Wiener laptop. And I'm going to play a little bit of a report later from the SCIF talking about that. It's about 7 minutes, but let's go to this. I mean, you know, remember Sandusky at Penn State? Well, just a little bit south of Happy Valley is Gettysburg. And Chad Allen Carr, the former Democrat mayor of Gettysburg, PA, and president of the LGBTQ Pride org in that area, was arrested with additional child sex crime charges. Now you're saying, well, when was he mayor? Well, he was mayor from January to March of this year. So he got elected last year. He took office, and then apparently he left Pennsylvania after his initial arrest, and now he's been extradited again. Let's roll the video. They come in on him into a kitchen and are putting the cuffs on him. That's clip 14.
I have you go ahead and set the dog down.
I'm sorry, what?
Set the dog down.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Turn around.
Sir, put the dog down.
You got anything on you?
A warrant from
Pennsylvania. A warrant for what?
It's
going to
be
child abuse. We're going to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Pennsylvania has issued a warrant for you for some reason. Okay. And we're just here to serve you.
Can you call the attorney?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Are you
Mom, we're going to
destiny listen, or?
I wouldn't say anything when you finish. They got three new cases on
okay.
it, okay? So,
okay.
If you want to tell them, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell your business.
Yes, sir.
If you're a grown man.
I understand.
This is between you and them up there.
I understand.
And if you want to talk to your parents, and I suggest talk to your attorney about it. You can say to your parents whatever you want to tell them.
I understand. Okay. Thank All you, right. sir. Wash your head, wash your head. Good job.
Yeah, and I pulled everything out of his pockets.
So it appears from what the cop was saying, you know, his parents were there. They're probably mortified. Like, this is our son. This is the person we raised.
Right.
We thought he was going to be mayor of Gettysburg.
And look, he's going to lock up, so don't lean back.
Now he's being arrested. I mean, totally insane at what's going on. Here's an update. And this is something, another story. I didn't even look for the video on this or any articles, but we said this from the beginning. This is, remember David, what was his name? David DePepe? Was it David DePepe? David DePepe. DePepe. David DePepe. He was the hammer attacker on Nancy Pelosi's husband. Well, this is being reported by at Joshua Hall 2024. A police officer who responded to the San Francisco home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the night that her husband, Paul Pelosi, was allegedly hammered in more ways than one, came forward claiming that David DePepe, the man accused of attacking Pelosi, was in fact a homosexual lover of the then speaker's husband who was engaged in a romantic affair with him. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Weren't we all criticized for that, for bringing that up? Oh, how could you say that? Making fun of it, making light of it. And the memes were out there. The officer who also revealed that calls like this to the Pelosi residence were routine and frequent. Or the lovers' quarrels between the two men. DePepe was known as a radical left Antifa activist in the area, and there was nothing unusual about what happened between the two that night. This is a major bombshell, given that this was just days before the 2022 midterms, and it was another Democrat. Was it another Democrat false flag operation? If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. Remember all the hoopla around that? And if anybody made fun of poor Paul Pelosi getting hammered in more ways than one, then... You know, you were a bad person. You were a bad person. Speaking of bad people, I will be reading the next news article from InfoWars as the tyrannical lisp. Afghani arrested on suspicion of raping goats in France. A 19-year-old Afghan national has been arrested and charged following a series of brutal sexual attacks on goats and sheep in the Pins Marabou, a municipality of Bouches-du-Rhône near Marseille. The suspect was taken into custody by the anti-crime brigade on the night of April 9th and 10th, 2026, after local sheep and goat owners alerted police. Since early 2026, several owners had discovered their animals injured, with incidents reported in both February and March. The animals had their legs tied and showed clear signs of rape, according to the French newspaper La Province. All I can say is, poor goat. I mean, ow. Goats and sheep, man. That's what you get when you let these people in your country. Remember, they're not sending their best, okay? They're literally sending goat rapers. All right, let's go to this. I just watched the first couple minutes of this, and I'm like, whoa, this is great. This guy's putting it all together. Since it seems like we may get some Wiener laptop finally, it's poking its head out. It's looking around. It's wondering, is anybody going to grab a hold of the Wiener laptop and do something with it? I mean, it's just sitting there. So this is from the SCIF. The Wiener laptop could destroy the wealthy elites in the U.S. government itself. This is a child trafficking connection to the U.S. government and its dirty politicians that they've hidden for years from you. Chief Stephen Silks threatened to release the Wiener laptop conference and contents, then ended up dead along with nine other officers right before his retirement. So let's go to clip two and we'll stop and start as needed. Go ahead.
This is the Wiener laptop breakdown, the connection to the Clintons and Chief Stephen Silks' suicide connection. This is the FBI file from Wiener when he got arrested, what they found, child pornography, and the connections to the Clintons and her email activities. Now, what they found out about Wiener was bad, but about the Clintons was even worse. So what you have here is January 17, Anthony Weiner gets slapped with the child pornography probe. Then May 17, Uma Abedin forwarded classified intel to Weiner. Then you have 18, in June 18, Inspector General report of the FBI corruption confirms evidence of sex crimes against children contained in Hillary-linked emails. Then, 2019, Epstein goes down for federal sex trafficking charges against minors. So Hillary is under investigation for money laundering and other alleged crimes linked to her and the Clinton Foundation, including play-to-pay schemes and Uranium One and more. So this is when Bill was flying all over the world, Africa and all these other places while she was in office, and they were selling intel, secrets, and access to our government. All right? All right, so this is where it gets juicy, all right? So after discovering a trove of over 500,000 emails, the new revelations on the contents from the presidential candidate, Hillary, her subordinates, and even selected officials is worse than just mishandling classified and top-secret emails, all right? They found money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, pay-to-play through the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, and other felony crimes. All right, so after all the top brass and everybody in the NYPD found all the staggering, massive information, they told Comey and the FBI, like, look, you got to come through with timely indictments, all right, or we will go public, okay? He said, what's in the emails is staggering. As a father, it turned my stomach.
Hit pause real quick. Do you remember Comey coming out with any indictments? Do we remember that? Oh, no, he didn't. And this is just like what's going on with Epstein right now. There's been no indictments here in the United States, even though we've seen some action in the UK and in other countries. I think a prime minister in either Sweden or Norway tried to commit suicide because they found him out. Fact check me on that, guys. It was somewhere in Europe. It was a prime minister who was like, oh, I'm not going down for this, and tried to off himself. So in other countries, they're taking this stuff seriously. Here, it's like, well, you know, it's going to hurt a lot of my friends type of mentality going on. So let's continue.
Not going to be any type of Houdini-like escape. We have copies of everything. We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference if it comes to that. So this is when stuff starts to really hit the fan, okay? And in the meantime, you have Weiner and Uma. They know how serious this is, so they start actually cooperating with the FBI, and they start talking. They flipped. All right, so then while all this is going on, you have U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Okay, he issues a subpoena for Weiner's cell phone and travel records. And this is where it gets really spicy, okay? They found travel to the Bahamas and the U.S. Virgin Islands and other locations that sources would not divulge, okay? It showed their itineraries indicating Hillary Clinton, Bill, Weiner, and multiple members of Congress and other government officials accompanied convicted billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein on his Boeing 727 multiple occasions to his private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, sources said. That's been dubbed, you know, Orgy Island, Sex Slave Island, where Epstein allegedly pimped out underage girls and boys to international dignitaries. All right, so this was serious. This is where everything started to hit the fan and come out way before he got arrested. Another thing they said that was very interesting is that Hillary traveled with Epstein as a guest up to 6 times and Bill over 20 times, which we know is true with the files that came out. He traveled on the Lolita Express at least 26 to 27 times alone. And the one thing that was very interesting is that the documents and emails were stored in Wiener's email on a server shared with a dog grooming service and a Western Canadian bicycle shop. Kind of a weird place, but I guess it's a good place to hide some illegal activity. Then through FEC records, they found out that Wiener was using congressional campaign funds over $92,000, which went to Ann Lewis Strategies, LLC, to manage his email and website, according to the FBI. So the most important part of this is that when the NYPD...
Who pays $92,000 to have their emails and website managed? Who does that? No, there's something else way going... Like, that's a red flag of red flags. Oh, my website and email coordination is $92,000 a year. Do you believe that? I mean... This is a great report too. And you look at, you know, the delivery and everything. It's like, it's kind of amateurish, but he's putting information out there that you're not getting on the news. That's just a citizen who's sick and tired of the corruption. And he's not going to stop until we build our pedo tolerance level. We get to the top and then we're going to say, hey, we don't want these pedos anymore. We're done with them. We're going to get rid of them. You know, and in some ways, like when you had the mob running things around, they didn't have that, those problems in these places. Cause the mob, if they caught wind of it, they would just kill you. You know, that's what would happen. I'm not saying that's the way we should go back to. We should have people working with each other in, you know, in honesty and in with dignity and getting stuff done without all this crime and corruption. I got so much corruption. I've got an article here. Well, an ex post with a video. I guess we'll call it an article. One lady in a town of 15,000 was bilking millions out of the city. Millions. And not fixing the roads and not paying for firefighters. And she had one of the things she had was a $2 million motorhome. $2 million motorhome. I mean, that's a freaking rolling castle. All right, let's continue. How much more time we got left on this? All right, yeah, let's finish it up.
The FBI and said, if you don't do something about this, we're going to go public. That's when everything went sour.
Yeah, that's when they all started.
So after they threatened the FBI takes back the Wiener laptop and poof, it disappears. Then you have all of these officers that were involved. They all start magically dying with self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the head in a very short period of time. Over 9 officers. Some within days after each other. So that they start targeting all these officers because they made copies of it. They knew that the FBI knew that they knew what they saw and what they had and knew they had to get rid of them before this got out to the public.
And, so and hey, has Chief Stevens, pause right there. Did Bongino do anything about this? Did he uncover this? Did Cash Patel uncover any of this? No. We're still doing the same old song and dance. Here's the lesson. Would be good people out there that come across evil crap and don't know what to do with it. Get it out there. Because if you hold on to it, they will kill you to stop you from putting it out. So don't say, I'm going to put it out. Don't be like, next week, here comes the big reveal. No, just put it out. Guess what? When you just put it out, it gets even a bigger response because people are surprised by it and it'll get a lot of energy behind it. Trust me. And if you have, you know, good IT people, you can keep it from getting taken down by the bad actors, the bad IT actors out there, the black hat hackers. You know, if you're going to get some white hat hackers there to help out. Didn't we have Anonymous get on and said they had a bunch of emails from somebody and they were going to release them? Oh, we got all this stuff. They haven't released anything. It was a couple months. It was like a month ago. Anonymous said something. I think in February. They had hack somebody's accounts and they were going to release all this stuff. Nothing. Just put it out. That's all we need. We just want you to put it out so we can look at it and then as adults go, wow, these are people we need to put in jail now. Now our pedo tolerance level is redlining. Yeah, Wiener for mayor. This guy was going to run for mayor of New York. And he almost got away with it all. He almost got away with it all. All right, we'll finish it up.
The one who allegedly made copies of the Wiener laptop and who allegedly shot himself in the head in an unmarked patrol car in civilian clothes just 1 month before he would turn 63 and face mandatory retirement. Chief Silks was very closely and heavily involved in the investigation of the laptop seized from former Congressman Wiener, which allegedly held volumes of Hillary Clinton email evidence on it. A fellow officer said that Silks was deeply committed to the job and reportedly submitted his mandatory retirement papers the day before. So he goes and shoots himself the day after? I don't think so. Other sources say Deputy Chief was heavily involved in the sex crimes investigations of Anthony Wiener, and the chief personally oversaw the evidence gathering from a laptop computer seized from Wiener in that investigation. The laptop is alleged to have contained numerous emails from Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State and numerous files in a folder titled
the insurance policy. Yeah.
Which reportedly contained extraordinary details about child sex rings operated by and for use of high-ranking government officials nationwide. And then ultimately, the laptop had to be turned over by the NYPD to the FBI, which allegedly lost it. Poof, it's gone. That's a bombshell right there. The rumors are that the Chief Silks took copies of the hard drive because they were suspicious of the feds and they wanted to make certain that the evidence was preserved so people will go down, okay? It is now believed that Deputy Chief Silks was that official, but no one is confirming or denying that information at this time.
Well, and who knows if he still has it?
So, was it Chief Silks, and was there any other officers? And is that why?
We can go on from there. I mean, if you have this information, you got to put it out. You can't sit on it. Because obviously you're going to be marked for death. I mean, a guy puts it, turns in his retirement paperwork, and the next day, I'm just going to shoot myself in the head. No, that's not how reality works. But they had stumbled upon something that probably really freaked them out. And so, who knows? I don't think nine NYPD officers with all the stuff they see in New York committed suicide. But there you have it. That's the Wiener laptop. It's rearing its ugly head again. Will we get it? Will Lauren Boebert be successful or will she be stymied by the FBI? They're going to say, oh, we lost it. We don't have it. It's with the telemetry data that took us to the moon. And now they're saying the hardware. We don't have the hardware anymore. It's just so silly. It's so silly that we let these pedophiles rule over us and we keep electing them back into office. That's what's so silly about it. All right, when we get back, I got a whole bunch of government corruption. I got Stuart Rhodes in the second hour, and then I will take your calls in the third hour. But I'll give out that number at the end of having Stuart on. But you're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNewz. Give me a follow, and we'll be right back after this. You can also follow us at InfoWars.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work, and I'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis, but not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to the oliveshonestore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fits in? Are you sitting on the Wiener laptop? If you are, put it out to the world. Don't sit on stuff like that. Tell you end up with a double peephole.
He shot himself twice behind the head.
It was Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head with a shotgun. Because the first time didn't quite get him. So, you know. And he was just covering government drug trafficking. That's all he was covering. The crack epidemic that was run by the CIA so they could get money and sell guns. Guns for drugs. All right. This is Thomas Massie. And, you know, he's kind of he's just going to kind of set the tone for the rest of this. We're going to go into government corruption. And, you know, he's kind of going after Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles, which he should be because they were getting money. They were basically their lobbyists. They're, you know, she wasn't the attorney general. She was the general lobbyist of the Justice Department. And Susie Wiles, you know, she's chief of staff. She's the chief of lobbying. You know, that's all these people are. They're just agents to go in there and make sure that the interests of giant corporations aren't harmed by any of the policies of the government going forward. So here's Thomas Massie talking about that. And let's roll the clip.
Madam Speaker, I rise today to let the American people know that this government is under siege. All three branches of this government is under siege by lobbyists and lawyers from a German company named Bayer. They spent over $9 million lobbying the executive branch and the legislative branch so that they don't have to be liable for any damages that their herbicide causes, otherwise known as Roundup. And they're having some success. Now, they haven't had any success yet in this chamber to get that immunity. They've had some success in the state legislatures, which are also under siege, to get this immunity from liability. Look, the Constitution guarantees people a trial if they've been harmed. Why are we contemplating going against the Constitution? The Attorney General has opined favorably for this German company in front of the Supreme Court about getting rid of any liability that they should have for any damages. And the most recent thing that we've seen, the executive branch, by the way, the president's chief of staff and the president's attorney general work for one of the biggest lobbying firms that's received hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars from Bayer. And maybe that's why we've seen an executive order that says that the production of this chemical from this German company is a national defense priority. And we know why they're doing that. It's to keep them from having any liability. Everybody in this country deserves their day in court. This is wrong. We shouldn't succumb to the lobbyists, not in the executive branch, not in the judicial branch, and certainly not here in Congress.
That's right. Thank you, Thomas Massie. And remember my 12-point plan I put out on what date did I put this out on? April 12th. Point three. End all congressional stock trading and all foreign lobbying. Oh, take care of that right there. Take care of that. Oh, you're from another country? No, you don't get to come into, you don't even get to step into our capital. You're just like, you're shunned. You can't talk to any of these people. You can't take them out to dinner. You make it a felony if you meet with a foreign corporation. That's it. That's all you do. You're removed from office if you meet, you don't do this. Well, we're going to censor you and we're going to slap your hand and we're going to move your office down to the basement. No, no, no. You just lose your job. That's how it works. When you screw up in the real world, you lose your job. When you screw up in Congress, you get a raise. You get more. It's ridiculous. So let's go to this clip. Yeah, this is just a news report on a single accountant stole $53 million from her employer over a 20-year period and nobody noticed. This was Rita Crondwell. She was Rita Crondwell, comptroller of Dixon, Illinois. Yeah, big, big place. You know how big it was? 15,000 people. And with just 15,000 people, she was able to launder and steal $53 million. She owned 400 horses, multiple farms, a custom bus, and that's a $2.1 million motorhome. I mean, and the only reason she was caught, she had a substitute, probably on one of her lavish vacations, a substitute accountant covered her desk while she was on vacation. And she'd been cutting jobs and road repairs for years. So $53 million. One person, one town of 15,000 people. What do you think is going on in the city of Baltimore, in Chicago? Billions. Here's the report.
She admitted to stealing money from her hometown, yet Rita Crondwell didn't utter a word, not even an apology.
Excuse me.
As she left court today, the first time as a federal criminal.
Right. Any idea why she wouldn't talk to us today and just apologize to the people of Dixon?
can't answer any questions.
But the question of where that $53 million went was all around the 59-year-old. Horses, trailers, custom furniture, flat-screen TVs, a Florida vacation home. The best of the best, all paid for with taxpayer dollars. Taxpayers angry enough to show up and hear Crundwell say the word guilty.
I've known her all my life, and I worked with her face-to-face, and she lied and cheated to us, and I feel betrayed.
It's caused a lot of turmoil, a lot of hard feelings, a lot of, you know, accusations.
I would really myself like to see some sign of remorse. I haven't seen it at all.
It should serve as a warning and hopefully a lesson.
Acting U.S. Attorney Gary Shapiro, alongside the FBI and United States Marshals, say Crundwell's master plan should have been caught sooner. And despite her seemingly honest image, even the generous hometown girl can tell a lie.
Public officials who manage their citizens' money need to trust if they must, but they need to verify. There was, as far as we can tell, no verification here.
So there you go. Former Dixon comptroller convicted of stealing $54 million has sentence commuted by President Biden. Look at that. See how that works? Boom. Because you know why? She's a Democrat who kept her mouth shut. You think any of that money was going towards Democrats in the state? Huh? Well, ICE, the head of ICE, Director Todd Lyons, revealed that they just caught and busted the largest gift card fraud scam ever. I'm not quite sure how the grift works, but I think what they do is they get you to get a gift card and send it to them, and then people steal it. But they were taking this money, and it was being sent directly back to China. Here is Todd Lyons with the details.
What we've found is that it's key for HSI to have the ability to work international. And that is with our partnership, again, as I spoke earlier about in the Indo-Pacific region, that is key right now. The CCP is a huge threat, as well as their transnational criminal organizations that have come over here to just wreak havoc. And I'll give you an example. HSI actually broke the largest gift card fraud case ever, and it was from transnational gangs within the CCP that were sending that back money back to military units in China. And that all came from gift card fraud here in the United States.
So we're literally funding our own adversaries.
Yes.
Through that fraud.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunately military-aged Chinese males that entered under the last administration through the porous border that were able to go. And something as simple as gift card fraud, we're just supplying small amounts, whether it be $20, $15, back to the People's Republic of China. And that was huge.
And that's all coming from people who can afford it the least, right? I've talked to some of these people who've been victims of fraud, and it is incredible what these transnational organizations are doing to take advantage of our most vulnerable, many of them senior citizens in places like Iowa, who are taken advantage of.
And how does this work? So the way the gift card scam works is you'll get a call from an agency, and this usually happens to older people, and it's like, hey, I'm your niece. You know me, your niece, right? And they're like, huh? I'm in trouble. I need you to go get a gift card and give me the number and give me the PIN, and they'll release me. I'm in some trouble. Or it'll be some government agency you've never heard of or some tech support thing, and you start talking to these people who, you know, are older, that might not have everything together, might just barely be living on their own. And they're like, well, I'm a good person. I want to take care of this. I did something wrong. And so they go and buy the gift card and give it to them. And then they, I guess what the Chinese are doing is just taking this money and just shipping it back to China. So that's how the gift card scam works. They almost did this to my dad. He got a call and they were claiming to be my sister and that she was in trouble. And he was like, it sounded weird. And he actually went to the bank, and the bank started asking him questions. And he's like, wait a minute, you know, you're right. And then he called my sister, and she answered the phone. And she's like, no, I'm fine. And that was the end of that. But, you know, had he not done a little bit of due diligence, and, they wanted $10,000. So this happens all the time. And there are some good scammer busters out there on YouTube. And I fully enjoy watching their videos where they scam the scammers. It's always good to see when we have that. All right, let's go to this. This is another kind of philosophical piece. This is Ian Bremmer. Or Bremmer, he's a political science, and he's basically talking about how governments don't really run the world anymore. It's corporations through lobbying and through, you know, we're going to set up this little thing. And so people aren't voting on stuff. Even like, you know, you could look at the ballroom. You would say, okay, maybe the ballroom should be voted on. You know, Trump's like, look, I'm getting private money. You know, it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything. But then we find out, oh, they're building a bunker underneath. What is that bunker for? I think Jack Cruz said it's to protect him when the magnetic field of the United States goes away, or the Earth starts to be penetrated by solar radiation, some hardcore solar radiation. So here's Ian Bremmer talking about how, you know, governments are just very basically ceremonial, okay, because it's multinational corporations, it's elite billionaires, they're running the show. Here it is.
So Altman talks about you're going to need to pay for intelligence the way you pay for water.
Yeah.
Or pay for gas. That average American hears that and goes, what? I'm going to have to pay for intelligence?
Yeah.
That feels like something we have free will over. Suddenly you don't. Suddenly a company has control over that.
You know, if you had a wand and you could wave the wand and solve this techno oligarchy,
yep.
What would you do?
I want three things. I want three types of governance. First, I want to make sure that the United States and China start to have AI arms control conversations. When we were fighting the Soviets, there were no arms control discussions until after 1962. Cuban Missile Crisis. We almost blew up the entire world. That was super dangerous with much, much lower levels of technology. And then after that, we said, oh, maybe we should like have a hotline between the two leaders. Oh, maybe we should have deconfliction. Maybe we should not invest in certain areas. Maybe we shouldn't try to develop Star Wars defense, for example. Maybe we should have some arms control agreements that limit, you know, what we do so that it's safer. We desperately need that between the Americans and the Chinese. That's number one. Number one. Second thing we need, the financial markets. We all need the financial markets, right? We need them systemically. When there's a financial crisis, the whole world comes together to get out of the financial crisis. It doesn't matter if you're capitalist or communist. The People's Bank of China, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Fed, they all work together because they are first and foremost technocrats who understand that we need the markets to function. You need something like that for AI. You need an AI stability board so that whenever there is a model that creates a danger to us globally, like Anthropic just did last week, that model is dangerous to all of us globally because any software with a potential bug in it is findable by that model and it can be exploited. That's an incredibly dangerous weapon. So we don't want everyone to have that. So you need at scale, because everyone's going to develop this stuff, you need an AI stability board like the financial stability board that is governed by technocrats, by people that have an independent capacity to identify threats to the systemic environment, the AI environment that we need to work, that can communicate that to the people that have power and that can immediately attack and address it. Right? That's the second thing we need. We don't have that yet. The third thing we need is we have to have an ability to fund AI for people that otherwise would not be able to take advantage of it. We've got half of Africa that doesn't have electricity. The gap between people with electricity and people don't have electricity is going to be a hell of a lot worse when it's AI. It's going to be a gap between people that act like empowered human beings, hybrid individuals that have AI as a principal relationship and can deploy that knowledge, and people that we won't even treat as human beings.
Like a different species almost.
Like a different species. That's unacceptable. We can't allow humanity to develop that way. So we have to spend the money to ensure that everyone has access. We aren't close to that.
Yeah. Honestly, you're listening to that and like, this is creepy as hell. First of all, we're going to let these technocrats who are already You see them in the World Economic Forum. You see them in the UN. You know, they're pie in the sky. It's climate change. Remember how climate change was going to kill us all? But now we've got money for data centers that are the size of 8 football fields and sound like, you know, locomotives running next to your house 365 days a year. Well, now it's okay. Now it's okay that we're going to build, gas plants with 36 inch. Okay. How big is 36 inches? Well, it's 3 feet. So that's about 1 foot. That's about 2 feet. Oh, a pipe 3 feet in diameter. Okay. Is going to be sending gas to a Meta, data center in Louisiana. And it's it's enough to power 7 million homes, like almost half the state of Louisiana. One business is doing that. And this guy's like, we need to make sure that the technocrats are in charge. All they're going to do is build more data centers. Honestly, what needs to happen is this stuff needs to survive or fail on the market. And what you do is you make a law that says you can't use AI. The government cannot use AI in terms of if they're like what they put out those pictures of the supposed Charlie Kirk shooter. And they're like, we AI enhanced them. And then you saw you the little image on his shirt was transformed into something else and it didn't even look the same, but it's AI enhanced. So we have to believe it. Well, now we have this. This just came out on Fox News. Susan Rice had this memo that's blowing up and, she says on tape, she basically caught on tape saying, we got to figure out how we're going to get these illegal immigrants. That's going to be challenging how to teach them and we get them, get their votes in the belt. So that's what we've told you. That's why they open the borders. It's not because they care about these people. It's that they want to be able to control them so they could teach them how to vote. Here's a clip.
Susan Rice, former President Obama's key advisor, is heading up the operation of tasking our federal agencies to actually get votes from illegal immigrants.
Are you saying you have proof that the Democrats are trying to recruit illegals, migrants, to vote in our presidential election? Is that what you just said?
There is a memo from Susan Rice that says we've got to figure out how we're going to get these illegal immigrants. It's going to be challenging to teach them how to make sure we get their votes in the ballot. They don't say whether they're going to make them citizens first or not.
Well, they're not. They're giving
them... that was a pretty stunning remark from New York Congresswoman.
They're giving them licenses. I mean, they get into the country. Here's your phone. Go apply for your license. When you get your license, oh, you're automatically registered to vote. Oh, that was a glitch. That was a glitch. We didn't know that that's what's going to happen. We better fix that, right? Right, engineer? You're going to go out and fix that. And the engineer's like, yeah. No, I'm just working on taking the stuff that was down here on your screen and moving it up here. I'm not working on fixing the vote system, lady. I mean, it's truly remarkable. You got a lady in a town of 15,000 people that can build 53 million. I mean, how much do you think is going out the door? And Doge was finding it, and they're like, oh, we can't have Doge. We can't have this anymore. Here's a short clip. Remember, everybody's bitching about Trump dressed up as Jesus. Well, everybody forgets in 2008, this went back to 2008. There's actually a clip we had on Obama deception. It was Jamie Foxx going, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And everybody goes, yay, Barack Obama. And everybody, yay. So that was okay. Jamie Foxx could say that because, you know, he did a good job at Ray Charles and Django. So we're going to let him say that. Here's just some images that were being put out by the Obama team as the Obama Messiah. He was going to be the great black hope. It's just a short clip. It's like 11 seconds long. Roll it. 16 seconds. Clip six. Okay. Rob, I sent you the Alex Jones version of the Trump picture and the Roger Stone version. Do you have those? There's the Alex Jones version. He's healing Lord Fauci. And then there's the Roger Stone one. He said, I think he said something about being a doctor. He's like, I'm a doctor now. I don't know if you got that one, but, yeah, I said robes are the new pinstripes. That's how it is. All right. Let's go to this clip. This is what we need. We need the fire under our bellies. We need to be pissed off. This is a woman in Ireland, she seems like she's more of a ginger, very fair-haired Irish lass who's pissed off like the rest of the country is. And she's getting up there, not the greatest speaker, but she's got a lot of heart. And that's all you need at this point. You just need heart and you need to speak from your heart. And things will flow. Here it is.
We're not thriving. The country is dying. It's dying. There's no fun, no laughter, no happiness, no community anymore. Let's not pretend.
It's all stress.
It's all stress. It's all silence. Whispering at kitchen tables. Whispering in corners. Afraid to say anything in case you're silenced and mocked and slandered and verbally abused. Well, come and find me, because you know me, and you won't silence me. Stand up for each other, for politics. 1916, and I mention it because of the history of our country, because of the slavery, the poverty. There are men and women here my age and older than me. Don't pretend we had money. We didn't have money. We only got money in the last 25 fucking years. What have you done with it?
Wondrous.
The government squandered 1.9 trillion in taxes. 1.9 trillion.
I'm quite sure.
Where is it gone? And your younger generations, please. I spoke to some of you yesterday. Please. You grew up with more than what I had. But don't think that that can't vanish. Because right now, you do not have what I had when I was your age. I had freedom.
Yeah, now they've built around them, you know, a slave grid, a slave system. And that's what's going on in Europe. And they finally are rising up. They're finally having enough. They've finally been pushed down in the mud so far, they can't breathe at all, and they're trying to stand up. And we're trying to spread that message of people standing up. So one way you can do that, especially as we get to this time where we're about to have a transition, is get to the alexjonesstore.com. It's our main sponsor, Bigly. Right now, we got Ultra Methylene Red, 72% off the subscription. If you like Methylene Blue and Methylene Red together, now you can get the Methylene Red for just $22.39 a month. It's a big bottle. It's huge. And it goes great. You can use it by itself or with the Methylene Blue. It's got some amazing compounds. We actually, like, worked with AI systems to develop this formula, looking at different things that would work with Methylene Blue to help, you know, get that focus and that clarity and keep the mitochondrial energy going, because that's literally the powerhouse of the cell is the mitochondria. And when it's working good, you're working good. I can tell you my experience with Methylene Blue, I took it for about a month and a half, one pill every other day. I took some time off. I did it again for another couple of weeks. I still haven't gone back on it just because I feel great. But you need to see it for yourself. You need to experience it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Check it out. And on the other side, I'll tell you about some of the other great specials we have. And we got Stuart Rhodes coming up as well. So stay tuned and go to TheAlexJonesStore.com during this break right now. Thank you.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Light.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Short 5 minute segment here, and these are a couple clips from Nicholas Hulsher, who's always out there, kind of has an interesting delivery, very, very low energy. I think he needs to up his energy a little bit. Maybe he should get some Ultimate Energy, one of the products we do sell at thealexjonesstore.com. And I still think we have, I think it's 72% off for the first 1,000 people who subscribe to Ultimate Energy or Ultimate Chill. You get it for like $16.99 for life. Boom. Natural caffeine and L-theanine. Very, you know, simple ingredients for great results. You know, caffeine, that picks you up. L-theanine kind of levels you out. And then the Ultimate Chill, kind of its cousin, its second cousin, which has magnesium and ashwagandha, which is known to just like kind of chill people out, and then more L-theanine. So right there. And what's interesting is the L-theanine works in both ways. It works helping you get that energy and then also bringing it down. So check that out. You can get the subscription at thealexjonesstore.com, 72% off. I think it's $16.99. After that, it's going to go up. And we still have a few more, not too many more left. The InfoWars cooler bundles. Like I said, use that cooler as your carry-on bag, and it doubles as a cooler when you get to your destination. I'm going to play these two Nicholas Hulsher clips. This is going to be, let's do clip 17 and then clip 15. Here they are.
The mRNA shots that the CDC and other organizations told pregnant women to get increase the risk of a leading cause of fetal and maternal death. And so this should be front page news everywhere. It's coming from the CDC's own mouth, their own study. And I haven't seen anyone else reporting on it. They compared 8,000 vaccinated pregnant women to 8,000 unvaccinated pregnant women. And so when comparing the vaccinated to the unvaccinated pregnant women, they found a 24% higher risk among vaccinated pregnant women of developing hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, which is one of the leading causes of fetal death and maternal death. And so the mom can die, they get a hypertensive crisis, the baby can die. In fact, it's the largest human cancer study with these antiparasitics. So what we had about 200 cancer patients prescribed ivermectin and mebendazole. About half reported either cancer disappearance or tumor regression, tumor shrinkage, and about 36% reported to have their cancers stabilized. So that is a 84.4% clinical benefit ratio, absolutely huge. There's over 100 preclinical studies, so laboratory and in the animals, of ivermectin, mebendazole, fenbendazole, and cancer. There are over 12 distinct anti-cancer mechanisms across more than 12 cancer types with these antiparasitic compounds. And there's three key ones. One is ivermectin targets cancer stem cells. Chemo does not get rid of those. Those are the source of some of these cancers that keep them, they basically cause reoccurrence of cancers, even if you appear to eliminate them. So you want to get rid of those. Ivermectin appears to in the laboratory studies. It also, mebendazole disrupts what's called microtubules. This is critical for cell division in cancer cells. So you cut that off. These cancer cells will have a hard time to divide. And mebendazole also inhibits glucose metabolism in cancer cells, which cancers love to feed on glucose. They love sugar. You cut off that their ability to uptake the sugar, they're going to have a hard time to propagate in the body. So we have very promising preclinical mechanisms explaining why we saw such a positive clinical benefit ratio in the human data.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Amazing information. Stuart Rhodes coming up.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knife like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife coming back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
The broadcasters of your area in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And it's interesting, the left was always, I don't know if these guys are left or not, but I remember Jello Biafra redoing, taking an Ozzy Osbourne lick, doing an Ice-T album and putting everybody under martial law when you listen to the album. And I remember listening to that and I'm like, wow, man, these guys get it. And then when, you know, anybody on the right or anything comes along, it's like they're fascist. They're this and they're that. It's all the same. Two arms of the same devil. So my guest, good friend of mine, my former attorney who helped fight my unjustly imprisonment, Stuart Rhodes, is on the line with us. Stuart, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, brother. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great, loud and clear. Yesterday we reported Joe Biggs, I guess the DOJ is requesting that the courts throw out, requesting to the courts that they throw out these seditious conspiracy charges against a few of the Proud Boys. Were you included in that?
Yes. Yeah, it's for all 8 remaining oath keepers who received commutations not pardoned, mm-hmm. and the 4 remaining Proud Boys. So all 12 of us who were still not pardoned are included because we all have active appeals in front of the D.C. Court of Appeals. And so the DOJ has decided to file a motion for each one of us with the D.C. Court of Appeals, asking the court to vacate these sentences and then to remand the cases back to our trial courts so that the DOJ can then move the trial courts to dismiss the underlying indictments. So in the end, if this goes forward as we hope it will, it'll be even better than a pardon. It'll be a clean slate wiping out.
Be like it never happened.
Be like it never happened except for, you know, of course we lost our, you know, years of our lives and all the other stuff. But yes, it'll be actually better than a pardon. So for guys like myself, Joe Biggs, Dominic Pozzola, Kenny Harrelson, Jessica Watkins, that are military veterans, lost all of our disability, mm-hmm. it'll restore our ability to have our disability restored, and we'll hopefully get back pay.
Right.
In addition to our right to bear arms and all the other rights that we've lost as felons.
And just to be clear, we had Joe on yesterday, and I think we had a typo in a headline that said he's already received this money. He hasn't received anything yet. He's got a letter.
No.
That's basically it. So right now you're looking at a letter, and if several processes happen. What's that?
It's a motion.
It's a motion, yeah.
Yeah.
But you were informed via that motion. Like, you received it and says, here's what we're going to do, you know.
Right. So they ran it by our attorneys. Our attorneys did not oppose it. So that's why it says it's unopposed.
Right.
Uncontested. Both sides agree that we agree to it. It's like, okay, let them go ahead and do that. And that's why it's very likely that D.C. Court of Appeals will grant it. They're, you know, historically they give broad deference to motions like that from the DOJ. What it says is, it doesn't admit anything in any particular guilt. It just says, in the interest of justice, we ask the court to vacate the sentences, remand, so that we can then file. This is step two. When it goes back to the trial court, if the D.C. Court of Appeals issues the order that they're asked to do, which I think they will, it then goes back to our trial judges, and the DOJ will then file a motion in front of the trial judges to dismiss with prejudice the underlying indictments, the underlying, you know, charges. And sure. So prejudice means that it can't be brought up again. It can't be charged again and retried. It'll be a done. And this was done for a lot of the people that were pardoned. If they had active appeals going, like I was talking to Roger Roots a little while ago, I was on Viva Fry with him. So he said, hey, you know, a lot of his cases, he had active appeals ready to go when President Trump pardoned them. That's what they did, is that they filed a motion to the Court of Appeals to vacate the sentences, and that's what was done. So this is really following the same pattern. It's really doing for us 12 what should have been done a long time ago. It's finally getting around to doing it for us too. And it's all on the eve of our briefs being filed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
and do you think it was Pam Bondi that was holding this up? And I mean, have you gotten any inside information that it was Todd Blanche doing it, or was this something already in process and it just happened, you know, after she left and that was a coincidence?
I really don't know, but I just know what Joe Biggs said in another interview. He said that they were told, the Proud Boys were told, that they should thank Todd Blanche for this.
Okay.
So it might be true, but also here's how I look at it. This is putting my lawyer hat back on. You know, being a Yale Law graduate, and I used to clerk for judges on the Supreme Court of Arizona. So I think it's an institutional decision by the DOJ to avoid potential bad outcomes in the appeal, like bad rulings for them on fact or on law that could hamper their ability to, like, use a seditious conspiracy statute in the future, for example, just conspiracy charges in general. So there are a lot of problems in our cases. I mean, obviously, gross violation of free speech. They weaponized the DOJ and the system against us to punish our free speech. And so I think that one way to look at it is institutionally, the DOJ, you know, the case is already over, essentially, because we already, you know, we're in prison, President Trump set us free. So it's been resolved, except for now we have an appeal. So if they don't want to have to fight that appeal and then have a potential bad outcome for them legally, then this could be one way of washing their hands of it, is to do the same thing with us 12, as was done with the other J6ers who had active appeals when they were pardoned by President Trump. So that's what I think is part of the motivation. Now, could it also be political, that President Trump was tired of Pam Bondi and fired her and now wants to see results? That could be true also. There could be political pressure from inside Trump administration itself to do something for us. And Enrique made a really good point when we were talking a little while ago on Vito's podcast, that this gives them a win, because even the divide on Iran or the divide on Israel, that's a huge divide on the political right now within MAGA. But this gives them a win they can point to, that everyone in the MAGA,
you know, it's like an everyman win, you know, for them.
Everyone loves it, right? So yeah. I mean, like 99% of the people out there are in favor of this. So it does give them a win.
Yeah. And it's also because, you know, you have the new DOJ, which is, you know, Trump-based. The old DOJ was Biden-based. They were the ones who were weaponizing the judicial system against you guys. So it's like, hey, look, we're holding ourselves accountable. We're not saying we did anything wrong, and we still got seditious conspiracy in our pocket that we can use in the future, and these cases won't even ever be looked at because they're just going to go away. So even the bad stuff we did, we could still do that in the future under another administration, because really nothing's going to be done. But for these guys, they're going to be okay, which in your favor, it works out great. And, you know, it's going to work out, if it all goes through, in your favor very well.
Exactly. So it's a double-edged sword. They are preserving a horrible statute. It's this conspiracy statute, an ancient Civil War statute that provides no shelter for free speech, has no act element. It's extremely vulnerable, I believe, to constitutional challenge, especially in our cases. You know, the Brandenburg versus Ohio standard is that, after that court case, is that all speech is protected unless it incites imminent unlawful activity that's also likely to occur. And that was not the standard applied in any of our cases. They use this old Civil War statute that has no shelter for free speech. So I think it's very vulnerable. I think it's both constitutionally overbroad and vague, unconstitutionally vague, because it could be used. And it was used to target free speech. And so I think that's why it's extremely vulnerable. And, of course, we have, well, the Proud Boys were, you know, did a great job in getting Jeremy Bruttino to admit, you know, the Proud Boy that testified falsely against him in the trial, to admit in an affidavit and on video that he was coerced by threats of long imprisonment turning on his brother Proud Boys and lying on the stand. And so that's a smoking gun that's out there. And then in the Oath Keeper trial, we got Harry Dunn and Officer Lazarus, who were caught by Steve Baker. He proved through video surveillance footage that they were lying on the stand when they said they were together when they had the so-called, you know, confrontation with the Oath Keepers in the Capitol, because Lazarus wasn't even there. He's in the tunnels under the Senate, and there's video of him doing that. And so they have a lot of problems. And one way to look at this is that this gives them a chance to not have to litigate all that in a criminal
and not look bad.
Not look bad, right. But not also have, you know, bad precedents. They lost the 1512, right? That was struck down by the Supreme Court. So it could be they're looking at this going, okay, we don't want to have the same thing happen in these cases with the citizens conspiracy statute because of all of this obvious prosecutorial misconduct and a violation of constitutional rights that's going to come out. Which is just go ahead and terminate these cases like they did. This is the point of, you should have Roger Roots on, because he talked about that. He's like, hey, I had like a dozen cases of active appeals that were going on at the time that President Trump issued the pardon. And the pardon President Trump issued, aside from us 12, said, I want you to pardon these people and I want you to vacate all their sentences, directed the DOJ, the new DOJ, to do that. So I think that this is going to follow the exact same pattern. And part of the reason why the DOJ wants to do this is so they don't have all the dirty laundry displayed in a criminal proceeding, in an appeal, and they don't have to worry about a bad outcome. So it's a win for them. It's a win for the DOJ as an institution. And in some ways, it's a win for the deep state because they can brush it under the rug, you know, for now at least.
But in the end, you'd rather have these charges vacated and not have to deal with it anymore. So
I'll take what I can get. It's a silver lining. And look, man, I'm a disabled vet, service-connected disabled vet. I've got a broken back with a spinal fusion from a parachuting accident in training when I was in the Army.
Yep.
I've been a disabled veteran since 1986. And, you know, you got Joe Biggs, disabled veteran. You got Katie Harrelson, Jessica Watkins, Ed Vallejo, Dominic Pozzola on the Proud Boys side, Zach Real, all veterans have lost all of our benefits. We're not going to get those back unless we're either pardoned or, like this is actually better than a pardon.
Yeah.
Because it vacates it as though it never happened, and we'll actually get back pay from our disability.
No, and that's kind of what happened in my case when I got arrested, wrongfully arrested back in 2009. I did some community service. Yeah, you were my attorney. But before you were, I'd done some community service, and they basically just wiped that clean. It was like I'd never been arrested. And then when you heard that, you're like, hey, we could go after them and sue them for wrongful arrest because, you know, they basically admitted they were wrong by doing this. And, you know, it wasn't groundbreaking or anything, but it was a little bit of justice for what they had done. And I mean, is this something, you know, obviously it's a long process. You've got to go back to the DOJ, then they kick it out. And then is there something you guys could do afterwards? Or do you think the government will come to you guys with some sort of resolution after that?
Well, I mean, so this is a criminal matter. And I think it will be granted by the D.C. Court of Appeals. They have a pattern of going along with what the DOJ wants for all those reasons. So after this, we still have active civil claims. The Proud Boys have their lawsuit. I've got one. A bunch of J6s do through Peter Tichtin. It's winding its way through the system right now. But about this, they just said in the motion, it just says, in the interest of justice, we ask the court to do this. That's all mm-hmm. it says. Yeah. It doesn't admit any wrongdoing. There's no admission of guilt or wrongdoing or violation of rights or criminality at all. And so one way to look at this also is that this allows them to, like I said, they don't have to worry about bad facts or you know, bad findings of fact or law by the Court of Appeals that could hurt them. And we bring our civil claims. They can just wash that out, not have to worry about that, and just deal with our civil claims when they come up. We'll still have the burden of proof of proving that they acted wrongly, that we were damaged. We've got to overcome their, you know, their qualified immunity or their immunity.
And you won't have that smoking gun, essentially, from this to go, hey, here's the smoking gun now, which is a lot easier to do if you already have that. You know, now you have to prove everything from the ground up.
They still have the, you know, the video testimony of Bertino and mm-hmm. his affidavit. You know, we still got the, you know, some smoking gun of those two officers, in my case, Harry Dunn and Lazarus, lying on the stand. So we still have those facts, but no, there's no ruling by a court that could benefit us. That's the advantage to the DOJ for not letting our, you know, for basically washing out our appeals by terminating our convictions. This gets rid of our appeals. We don't have to worry about fighting that fight and having those bad outcomes potentially. Now they just have to fight the fight when we bring our civil claims.
Wow. Let's change the subject just a little bit. You actually contacted me or one of the other guys looking for Savannah Hernandez's contact information. Because she was attacked just, you know, by out there. She wasn't even interviewing people. She was just filming. And she gets attacked by a family, a mother, a father, big
angry guy. Dad, angry daughter, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And now it looks like, well, they haven't even filed charges against these people yet. They're like, well, we're still interviewing, you know, at least the state police mm-hmm. haven't in Minnesota. They're just like, well, we're going to look at everything. I mean, I don't know how long it takes to look at all the pieces of evidence that were there. It was like a 4-minute confrontation.
Clear assault. I mean, clear assault.
And I think the whistle thing is the biggest one. When these people think they can blow out your eardrums and that it's okay.
No, it's not. It's beyond that. The daughter threw hands at Savannah.
Oh, 100%.
And then the father comes up. Now altercation's over. The father comes up from behind. He can't claim he was defending his daughter because Savannah walking away, and he shoves her from behind and assaults her. Any unwanted touching is assault. Now it's assault and battery. Like you said, the blowing in your ear. I would say that's actually assault and battery itself because you are damaging your eardrum. But no, the clearest obvious assault was the daughter throwing punches at Savannah and then the dad running up from behind her, like a 250-pound guy, and shoving her hard. That guy.
You can see it in that one shot. You can see him coming up from behind. There's a better shot of it with somebody from behind where you see it. And it's like
clearly assault. Absolutely. Which was enraging, frankly, to me.
Yeah.
I got a call out, Turning Point USA. They have millions of dollars, mm-hmm. hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. And they sent her out there after they saw what happened to Jake Lang when he was in Minneapolis and what they've seen happen to others. They sent her out there with no protection at all. It's inexcusable. So that's why this is so frustrating. I said, okay, if they're not going to protect her, then we will. Enrique Charo and I were just in the streets in Dallas protecting, Alex Stein during the No Kings protest. Mm-hmm. He asked last minute for protective detail and we did it and we kept him from getting assaulted. So we will do the same for her. But apparently, I guess now they're embarrassed enough to actually give her security, which is great. But it's just inexcusable for them to send out a reporter, any reporter, especially a small female reporter who is vulnerable to being beaten or seriously injured or killed. It's just inexcusible.
And I don't know if she's an employee or an independent contractor over at Turning Point, but they do have plenty of money.
Some of their masthead.
Oh, I know.
She's there representing them. That's why she was targeted. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
As she said in interviews afterwards, she was targeted because she was there on behalf of Turning Point.
Sure. And people think it's open season on Turning Point because, you know, they don't see anything happen to him. Look at this guy.
Yeah, he's a psycho. So I wish I'd have been there. That would not have happened if I'd have been there. And same thing goes for, you know, I would have brought other men with me. There's no way that would have happened.
Exactly.
And that's exactly why. You know, we're going to be stepping back out. I've already made this clear. I'm rebuilding Oath Keepers, and we will be in the street for that exact reason, for psychos like that, because, you know, they don't care about the law in Minneapolis. They don't fear the law. They think they're going to get a pass. And even if you do get a prosecution, that's like a cold comfort for a dead journalist or right. a paralyzed journalist. Being shoved to the ground like that, you know, she could have hit her head and been, people have died all the time from landing on concrete on their head. So it's serious. It's potentially lethal force when someone that big pushes someone like her onto the concrete.
Yeah, it's why we don't have men and women competing in MAA against each other, because the women would get, well, I guess they do have a couple of trans MMA fighters.
Not in the UFC, they don't. But yeah. You know, look, she has absolutely every right to be out there. And what if she was, you know, she says, I was not interviewing people. I wasn't even engaging. It doesn't matter. She has a right to go interview people. So she has every right, like every American does, to go in public and speak. And as a journalist, she has even more protections, you would think, as a journalist. It's just horrible what they allowed it. And they do it on purpose. The entire political structure in Minneapolis is just like we saw in Portland, Oregon, like we saw in Berkeley, California. Anywhere where they're dominant, they don't care about the First Amendment. In fact, they're hostile to the First Amendment. And they turn a blind eye to this behavior.
Savannah's got good core power. She got knocked to the ground and came right back up right there.
Yeah, exactly. I wish it had been Kara Castroneva. That would have been hilarious.
She's a boxer.
Professional boxer. And also, she was a wrestler in high school. That'd have been awesome to watch that one.
Yeah.
That'd have been great. So Savannah needs to go and learn some MMA, apparently. But no, she shouldn't have to.
That should be her next video.
I'll bring men that already are trained. And I'm sure Enrique agrees. We just, you know, bring Oathkeepers and Proud Boys. And the left loses their minds. They saw us together.
They would totally flip out. It would be great. I mean, I love to see that outrage. I actually am, it energizes me seeing that outrage when they see, especially when they see the black and gold coming at them. And you guys are what, black and brown? It's going to be.
Our colors are the same.
You're the same colors?
Look at my coffee cup. Yeah.
Black and gold, baby. It's coming at you. Hey, I'm going to give out the phone number. Do you want to stay over next segment and take some phone calls with me? I'm going to start taking them now and go till the end.
Let folks know what I'm doing.
Let me put the number up real quick so we can start loading them up for next year. Put that at 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. You can call in now if you got questions for me, questions for Stuart. And Stuart, go ahead. You got about 2 minutes, 20 seconds left.
So let folks know that I'm rebuilding Oath Keepers and also launching what I'm calling the Strong County Project to get ourselves strong and independent from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Families, neighborhoods, churches, towns, and county. Everyone has, you know, a neighborhood. They live in a neighborhood. They have a church nearby. All of those institutions need to be strengthened from the bottom up so that we can resist the beast system, the Peter Thiel total surveillance system that's coming. So we need to get strong locally. So if you want to go to gibsongo.com/oath and donate there. That would be wonderful because it would help me rebuild Oath Keepers and then also do the security work we're going to be doing. And we got disaster relief coming up too with the hurricane season. So please go to gibsongo.com/oath. And I've just kicked off of X. I think I might have sent you the picture.
Yeah. Okay. I did see that. Did you post a picture that was bad, Stuart? What did you do?
Well, I posted a picture of me, the Alamo, praying and the post was, this is the only wall I pray at or kiss.
I got it right here. Yeah, here it is.
I'm America. I'm an American Christian nationalist, America only.
And that's right there at the front door, isn't it?
That's right. It's the front door.
Of the chapel.
You don't want to touch it. You can't touch it because it deteriorates the limestone. So
yeah.
Out of respect for the Alamo, I didn't touch it. But that's my point is that I don't pray at any other wall in some foreign country. I pray at the Alamo or Independence Hall or Faneuil Hall or Lexington
Monument. Green, man. That's
like where we first met.
Yeah. That's where it all started.
Yeah.
So check out givesingo.com/oath, oathkeepers.info. He's rebuilding it because you know what? And I think, you know, all these things that have happened in the past, these are all learning experiences that you're going forward with. You know, if you were to stop and say, oh, I'm done, you know, all that history and wisdom will be gone, but you've still got people there. I remember all the guys that were, are all the guys that were still with you back then, are they still there, like Guy Cunningham and people like that?
You know, I'm not sure about Guy. I'm not sure if he's still alive. That's a good question. We could have a reunion. I'll find out. But there's still, hey, like our oath is not expiring until we do.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to take your phone calls. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where they put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishealthcare.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishealthcare.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishealthcare.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room, and the final pinned tweet from the Oath Keepers. As a Texan, the only wall I'll ever kiss or pray at is the Alamo, not some wall in a foreign country. I'm an American-only Christian nationalist. Oh, that was probably what got you right there. Remember, God's hand was on this nation from Concord Bridge on, and founded... It's covered up with a big plus, so I can't see it. And on the foundation relied on his divine providence.
Yeah, the founders relied
on... The founders relied on him. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And those are our God-given rights. So there, that's what happens when you don't kiss the right wall, or even just stand and pray in front of the white wall, the right wall. Get your account suspended. You think that's what it was from?
I think that had something to do with it. That, and I was retweeting other people calling out that pedophiles deserve the death penalty and should be executed. There was one, there was another post I did where there's a picture of a,
that's
tranny.
The wood chipper doctrine. That's, we're all for the wood chipper doctrine.
A bunch of people post that kind of stuff, but you know, I think it's identity crime. I'm me, so I have no leeway whatsoever on X. I can't say stuff that even the founder of X says, you know.
Yeah, you're on DEFCON 1 already, so it's just like one thing and we're going to take it away. All right, we got some callers lined up. Let's go to Scotty in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Scotty. You have a long question there. I can barely read it with my glasses from here. But go ahead, sir. Welcome. Scotty, are you there?
Go ahead. No. I thought it was on there. But Stuart's one of my favorite people.
Like, well, thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
In the USA. And we've got at least 20 people listening right now that I know of. And
all right, we have some callers lined up. Let's go to Scotty. Hey, think about what you're going to say. I'll come back to you. I think you did this yesterday, and you're great. I think you have great. You just got to – we're on radio, and dead air is the kiss of death. So I'm going to come back to you in one second. Think about what you want to say. I appreciate your passion.
I appreciate his kind words. I really do.
Totally. And, you know, it's just – and sometimes you get on there, and you're like, trying to think of what you want to say. Man, don't even worry about having a little note card or something. If you got something, you know, with your points written down and you just, you got to get them out. I'll come right back to you in a couple callers. So let's go to Richard in Indiana, has a question for you about the war. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to make a plug for Methylene Blue. I suffer from PTSD, anxiety, depression, was on multiple medications from the VA for years. It took me 2 months to wean off of those, just even try Methylene Blue. This stuff I found is just, it's all the benefits that I needed and none of the side effects whatsoever.
Do you find when you wake up, let me interrupt you 1 second, Richard. Do you find when you wake up, you're not like groggy, you're just like awake? I'd never experienced, like, my all 30s and 40s, I would wake up and I'd be dead tired. And now when I wake up, I'm up.
Oh, no. One of the medications that I was on is because I was having problems with sleeping.
Okay.
And it just, I wake up, I'm good to go. I like the colostrum. It helps, you know, with the body and stuff like that, too. I mean, I'm on a lot of you guys' products. Been trying them all out. Find out what works best for me. But, man, that Methylene Blue, like, you know, consult your doctor before you take it. But it is the bee's knees, man.
Are you a tincture or a pill guy, capsule guy?
Both. It just depends.
Okay.
What I have in the cabinet.
Stuart goes both ways, too, I know for a fact.
Only with Methylene Blue.
You know, I have my pill regime and I have my tincture regime.
Okay.
You know, and that usually goes with the green drink, you know, so it depends what makes the green drink taste the best. So
Hey, brother, I want to say, you know, as a fellow veteran, I, even before I lost my benefits after that ridiculous, you know, conspiracy charge, I never went to the VA for medical care because they're horrible. So I'm glad to hear you wean yourself off of that nonsense by doing stuff that actually works for your health. That's fantastic.
And like the psych doctors there, I told, you know, I got with them. It's like, well, hey, I'm trying this now. I'm actually feeling better with all the medicines than the medicines that you prescribed me. Can you prescribe this? And they're like, no, we don't prescribe that medicine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, they work for Big Pharma. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all Big Pharma. But anyway, my question about the war, now I grew up in a military family. And
me too.
You know, we respected the military. You know, my uncle was a POW in World War II.
Wow.
So, you know, my dad served. All his brothers served. Hell, my dad was a boxing champion in World War II. Well, he's actually my grandpa, but, you know, they adopted me, so he was my dad forever. So, I know when I joined the military, it was for money. I mean,
where'd you serve?
I was poor, and most people are. But the only people who join the military are people who actually care to be in the military. They don't just go in there and make a paycheck. My right. question to you is, how do you really feel about, you know, they're boasting that all their numbers are being fulfilled early and everything else? Is it more economic these days? Or is it for glory of the country? I know, like, when I went in, it was, you know, glory of the country. I wouldn't even have tried going to that job.
Yeah. I think most, to this day, I think most young men and women that join the military, it's for service to their country. I think that President Trump coming back in as commander-in-chief led to a spike in recruitment because they trust him as their commander in chief. And they did not trust Obama. You know, a lot of guys left the military because of the COVID nonsense. I know a lot of veterans that did that. But I think they're coming back in. I would never recommend for first time in my life. I always recommended that young men serve in the military. Only when it was under Biden did I say, no, do not do that. So I think President Trump being back in led to a resurgence of that patriotism. Of course, there's also financial situations too, right? I mean, most of the people in the military, especially in the infantry, I'm not sure what you did. I was the infantry, but you know, these are working class poor, but they come from families like ours, you know, military history, our military service history and heritage. So it can be both. So that's what I would say. I'll tell you, I oppose the war right now with Iran, because of what I saw in Iraq, what I saw in Afghanistan, and what I saw in my own service with the military not taking care of the troops. I don't like what I'm hearing, like that one attack on a motor pool. I forgot where it was, but they were, you know, warning their superiors they needed better protection against drones, and they didn't get it. So I don't like what I'm hearing right now about what's happening. So, you know, I'm glad the mullah was killed. I think that was justifiable, but I don't think us planning an occupation of Iran is a good idea at all. I think we need regime change here at home, and I think this is a big distraction to distract President Trump from what's happening domestically to run the clock out. That's what I think is going on, brother. What are your thoughts on the war?
Well, you know, people not having nuclear weapons is a good thing. But you know what? Right. If you're going to disarm Iran, you need to disarm Israel too, in my book. And any of those countries over there with hot little heads, and they're going to pop them off. You know, you have your superpowers. You have Russia, you have China, you have America. Yeah, they have them. You're not going to get them to get rid of them. Everybody else has no need for them. They only use them and will be horrible for everybody else. That's my biggest thing with any of these wars going on now. If you're going to disarm one, you got to disarm all.
Right.
But, you know, you can't disarm the big three, but you can disarm the other ones if you really wanted to.
Well, that's the problem, right? This is the problem I have. I don't want Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet deciding our foreign policy. I want American leaders deciding it, period. I want the influence of every foreign government, whether it's Israel or China or Russia, driven out of our politics. And that's not what's happening. So it's not America first. It's Israel first right now. It's just blunt reality. Am I glad they don't have the capacity to have nukes? Great. Yeah, I agree with that. So, but they did mission shift as Joe Kent's been showing. Mm-hmm. I think he's a hero. It's like they went from let's not let them have nukes to let's not let them have any nuclear technology. Now it's regime change. They keep creeping it into what Netanyahu wants, which is he wants the Iranian regime taken down by the Americans. He doesn't care how many Americans die. He doesn't care what it turns into in a fiasco. He doesn't care about the economic downside of any of that. You know, you've been following Matt Bracken and his analysis and Alex's analysis and all the guys at InfoWars have been pointing out. This is, we're being led into another quagmire. You know, I was an advocate for using special forces and bolstering the Iranian people to take over their own country. But that's not what's being done. They got, I saw at CPAC in Dallas. You got this, you know, this new guy they're going to put out there as a new Shah. It's like, how many times are we going to repeat the same mistakes?
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the Iranian people decide their future.
It's got to be the Iranian people or it will get toppled. I totally agree. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Richard. We're going to move. We've been on with you for 8 minutes. Appreciate the plug too. In fact, I think we have a video of Stuart Rhodes with his, blue mug here that we might pop up here in a second, but let's go to Michael in Ohio and Scani. Then I'm going to come back to you. Go ahead, Michael's got a question for Stuart about abandoning the GOP. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, guys. I think you might have tried to take my call. I don't know, but I couldn't hear you announcing stuff. So can you hear me now?
Yeah, we just went right to you. You're good.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
Oh, man, thank you. Hey, so I'm out in the woods mushroom hunting right now, and I just had to call. I got to ask Stuart, what, you know, obviously you kind of stated my question, but I feel like the parties are beholden to powers that we can't control. Whereas if we get a movement behind independent registered voters, or not voters, sorry, candidates, we could run as many as we want. We could have 20, 30 independent candidates, and then the alternative media could take the time to interview, question, weed out, and sort out the true patriots in America only. I want America only. I don't want America first. I want America only candidates.
How
I want
dare
constitutional
you, Michael? How dare
candidates.
You?
I know, right? That's anti-Semitic.
But, right. No, I'm with you. I mean, that's why I called myself. I went from America first to America only. I want to make it very clear.
Yeah.
Right.
So your question
is, do you all support independent?
What's your question for me then?
So my thought is if we just, like how Bobby Kennedy ran as an independent and it forced Trump to pull him into his administration because he knew it was going to split the vote so much that, you know, that was a major victory.
I think that's why I did Tulsi as well. You know, Tulsi wasn't like a big establishment Democrat, but she had a lot of independent support. I think both those moves helped him in the election. Definitely helped him get the popular vote. 100% helped him get that popular vote.
And I feel like, you know, if we can get those candidates and get alternative media, people like Alex, Rob, you know, all you guys behind them and push them on your platforms to your people, the message will spread, just like we're seeing with patriotic GOP candidates. But my fear is once they get into office, they're beholden to that party. You know, the party's going to begin to make threats. They're going to say, well, we're going to cut your, you know, your, we're going to censor you, or we're going to pull you from your committees. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So I feel like that is the ultimate message we need to push. You know, maybe not so much just the Republican Party, but just period patriots that are America first. And then I had a second quick topic where in Ohio I fought my own pro se case against the texting while driving law because in Ohio, I don't know how it's worded in other states, but it literally says does not apply, and then it lists like five subsections to who it does not apply to, and it doesn't apply to first responders. And my argument in court was that's against our 14th Amendment because there's no equal protection under the law when you're going to segregate classes. You know, the 14th Amendment mainly applies to races, but it does say if you can say that it's an established class, that it applies to that. And I took it clear to the appellate court in Ohio, and the Fifth District Court said, no, it doesn't say that it doesn't apply. It just says that that's their basis for argument. And I'm like, the law literally says it does not apply, which in legal definition means to make an appeal or a petition to the court.
Right. So let me answer your questions one at a time. So on the topic of independence, I would remind everyone that it was the independent vote that turned out for President Trump three times that led to three victories. Independents, Ron Paul Republicans, Libertarians, walkaway Democrats all crossed over and voted for President Trump in 2016, again in 2020, and again in 2024, because they believed that he was going to put America first, and they believed that he was going to clean house and drain the swamp. That is your coalition right there. And that he was anti-war. And this reminds me of Ron Paul. I worked on, worked for Ron Paul in Congress, and I worked on his campaign in 2008. And he got a huge cross section of young people, the same people that Charlie Kirk is reaching out to and galvanizing, turned out for Ron Paul. A lot of independents, a lot of walkaway Democrats. In fact, there were some walkaway Democrats who became Republicans for Ron Paul who helped me found Oath Keepers, just like Tulsi Gabbard walked away from it. So that's the whole point. Whether you want to call them independents, whether you want to call them, you know, Ron Paul Republicans or America First or America Only Republicans, I personally don't care. So I would say we need to take over the Republican Party from the bottom up. That's why I'm starting the Strong County Project. We're going to focus on town and county level politics. That's where rubber meets the road. That's where we can make the most impact. And we need clean elections. Like where I live right now in Gillespie County in the Hill Country of Texas, we have hand count ballots. We did that at the county level. And that's also being tried right now in Dallas County. They're fighting over it. That's where the fight is. You have to have hand count. One day paper ballots, that's your only way to have clean elections. Otherwise, the uniparty machine, like Rob said, is two arms of the same beast or two wings of the same bird of prey, you know, as Pappy Cannon called it. The machine, like here in Texas, the machine stole the nomination for governor from Doc Chambers. The Abbott machine did that. So we have to clean house at the local level. But yes, we have to have America only. I don't care if they're independents or Republicans. But I agree, that's what you have to do. And I am not going to hold my nose and vote for a rhino sellout who I know is going to go into Congress and continue to destroy our country. My oath will not let me do that. So this is that's the Republican Party's fault for running crap candidates. Not my fault.
I've never voted for John Cornyn. Never.
Exactly. Never. Yeah. You're exactly right. So, Rob, you want to answer that?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying I'm not going to do that either. If it's a rhino Republican, if it's like if I Patch McCain was in my district, I would have never have voted for him. Even if I would have voted for the Libertarian candidate or something, just you know, and it's like, you can't just go. I bitched about this the other day, like when Trump endorsed Lindsey Graham. I'm like, listen, we got to stop going, well, he's got something on Lindsey so he can control him. No, why don't we just get somebody in who's like just a normal person? Why can't we have a normal person who's like, yeah, I like my country. I want to see my country succeed. Oh no, we have to get these backstabbing double dealers who like fund terrorists across the world. That because he can control him. No, that's not what we want. We just want normal people who care about their country. That's all we need. And we can fix everything.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's why it's so frustrating. Like here in Texas, you know, we saw Trump endorsements for Teixeira, the baseball player, to replace Chip Roy's seat instead of Trey Traynor, who was I endorsed him for the seat because for the Congress because he had served as the EOC Equal Opportunity at the election chair. He served under the Trump administration for the EOC. That should have been the candidate. Why could Trump didn't endorse him? Instead, he follows whoever told him to endorse Teixeira. So Trump endorsements to me, frankly, I look at them as okay, if Trump endorsed somebody now, I'm assuming they're a deep stater. That's what I'm assuming now.
Or deep state adjacent. All right, thanks for the call, Michael. We got some nice long-winded callers. I like it. Okay, let's go back to Scotty. Scotty, you ready? I need you to let her rip. We got five minutes, but hopefully you can finish it in a couple. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Rob. Thank you for letting me speak. And I don't know, Stuart, if you remember meeting me outside of the steakhouse where I met you and Jason Vermes, Alex, one of the crew members, and Joe Bannister, all on the same night, right?
Oh, and we were in Lexington, Connecticut, right?
No, that was Chantilly, Virginia. Creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know one of my election integrity friends in Texas, and shout out to her. Not going to say her name. Okay. But I want to see what your pushback is right now and what
on what? Are you pushback expecting? On what? Pardon? You broke up, brother.
What are you expecting coming up on pushback regarding your case?
A pushback regarding your case is what he said.
Pushback from who? From the government? From who?
Yeah. Yeah, from the government.
I think what Scotty's getting at is they might try to like double deal you at the end or something, and they're holding us out there for some good press, and then maybe at the last minute withdraw it. I think it's what he's getting to.
Yeah. I mean, there's that risk that this is some move by someone in the DOJ to say, oh, we tried, but the court wouldn't let us. But I don't think so. I think they're afraid of these appeals going forward. I mean, our briefs were due tomorrow for all of our cases, all 12 of us. And so I don't think they wanted those briefs filed. They didn't want that litigated. They didn't want all the crimes, all the subornation of perjury and everything else that they did, all the violations of rights. They didn't want that coming out. I mean, the Proud Boys did an excellent job in exposing the fact that, you know, Jeremy Bertino, the Proud Boy, was coerced into a false confession and false testimony. He committed perjury. And he gave an affidavit and the video testimony that he was forced into that. So things like that, like that's why I brought up Harry Dunn and Oscar Lazarus, are caught red-handed, in our case, committing perjury. They didn't want that out. I believe that's more likely true. And I think it's a political win for President Trump right now. So I think it's a win-win. They can brush that under the rug and have to worry about litigating that right now, but also be perceived by the MAGA base as you know, doing something positive for us, which is positive. I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's a great blessing. I mean, I thank God that this is happening for us. Like, all those men are innocent men. A lot of them are, you know, Zach Real, Dominic Pozzola, Joe Biggs, they're veterans. Ethan's an innocent man. They're, you know, all the Oath Keepers also, you're from the Proud Boys. There's eight Oath Keepers altogether, all eight of us. Mm-hmm. They're all innocent men. So we need to be pardoned or exonerated. This doesn't exonerate us, but it does erase our convictions, which to me is the same as exoneration. My rights will be restored. So it's a blessing for that. And we'll take what we can get. But we won't shut up. I'm not going to be silent about what I think.
Totally. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. We got 2 minutes left. Dave wants to ask you about Epstein. Go ahead, Dave. What's your question?
Hey, Stuart. How are you?
What's up, brother?
Not much. My question to you is, if the government fails us, they don't go after anybody on this Epstein list, at what point do a lot of good men have to start doing a lot of bad things?
Because that's why I got kicked off of X, possibly, because I was saying just exactly that. In fact, I posted a photo, a drawing, actually, of Alexander the Great solving the puzzle of the Gordian knot. How he did it is he pulled his sword out and chopped it in half. And I said, if Alexander the Great can solve the puzzle of the Gordian knot, we can solve these problems, too. I posted that drawing. So I think it's probably why, one of the reasons why I got kicked off of X also. I was kind of skirting the edge of stating the obvious that, yes, if our government, if the Trump administration that we voted for with the promise of exposing all the pedophiles, if they don't take them out, we cannot live in a world run by pedophiles or a country run by pedophiles. I refuse to do that. I agree. And so if President Trump, and that's why, you know, no one's beyond redemption. We got to help him get back on track. Yeah. I'm going to disagree with some of my fellow J6ers. Like, oh, I got to support Trump no matter what. No, you don't. You're not doing President Trump any favors by going along and turning a blind eye when the emperor has no clothes. You're not helping him by praising his new clothes. You got to call it out. He is failing in his promises. He needs to get back on track. Let's bring him around.
There you go. 20 seconds, Dave. I'll let you finish up. Go ahead.
I'm just going to join the Oath Keepers. I was looking on your webpage. So.
Let's do it, brother.
Oathkeepers.info is where you can find more information on that. We'll be right back. Stuart, you want to stay over? You want to keep going?
I'll stay over, brother. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll keep going. I got a lot more callers lined up. I was planning on doing callers the whole third hour, so we'll do it.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at theyellowstonestore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at theyellowstonestore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, It's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigly and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Stuart Rhodes. You can find more information about his Oath Keepers revival at oathkeepers.info. He's also set up against it. Give, send, go. givesendgo.com/oath to help relaunch the Oath Keepers. He's also working on a county project to basically get people to get off their duffs, put their phones down, and get involved in their neighborhood. And neighborhood, church, city, town. And then you got the county level, and the county level's where a lot of bad stuff can happen. I mean, if you've ever had to deal with zoning boards, you know what that's like. You know, you just want to build on your property and they're like, no, only one dwelling on your 50 acres. If you built an outhouse, no, sorry, we got to steal your property. So, there's their Give, Send, Go. Thank God for Give, Send, Go too. I mean, these people have stood up to all kinds of shenanigans and stayed strong. Yeah. And, you know, and they've gone both ways. They've given accounts to people that I don't agree with at all. But you know what? They give them to a lot of accounts that I do agree with and that have, at least they're consistent where, you know, you have all these other, types of, you know, money building organizations that just, you know, they'll censor people. They'll kick people off. I'm not even going to name their names, but Give, Send, Go. I really give my kudos to them. Doing a great job over there. Stuart, we're going to go to, let's go to Bart in Georgia, wants to talk about the Savannah attack, which you brought up in the last hour, talking about how she was basically sent out there by TPUSA with zero security into basically a war zone. A war zone, you know, concentrated with pierced septum rings and green hair and whistles, and I guess they were throwing around dildos. I mean, you know, that's our enemy, which, you know, yes, regular men, no problem. Going up against a horde of these goblins, going up against a young lady that's barely, you know, 120 pounds. I mean, you know, I don't know how they could do that and live with themselves. But let's go to Bart in Georgia and see what he has to say. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, yes, sir. This appalls me, obviously, because she's a woman. But I have a big security concern that I wrote Owen Schroyer about this when he was in prison. Stab-resistant clothing. I'm sure she wasn't wearing it, but please, Savannah, I'm begging you to start protecting yourself. You wouldn't play football without a helmet. And I think this has been overlooked because, especially with all these animals from the third world, they like to stab people,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We need to wear this stuff. It's relatively inexpensive. Maybe you should even sell it. Like $100-something for a shirt, right? So. Hopefully that some people will take my advice. Thank you.
Well, here's the article here from InfoWars, and I'll let you respond, Stuart. Sure. MS-13 gangbanger admits to dismembering dinner guests, killing his own cousin, and three brutal murders in sanctuary jurisdictions. This is what goes on in these sanctuary jurisdictions. They protect criminals. This is a guy who's here illegally and just allowed to murder. And it's like, well, you're an illegal. You can do whatever you want. But there you go. What do you think about that stab-resistant clothing?
No, absolutely right. In fact, I was just looking at Zeta-Cut cut-resistant gloves. But yes, I mean, think back to 2020. You had the Proud Boys in Washington, D.C. in December 2020 being stabbed in the streets of D.C. That's exactly why Trump supporters all over the country during Trump's administration were wearing armor, body armor, while they were wearing it on January 6th was because of Antifa stabbing people or shooting at people. So it's both have happened all across the country. And of course, the courts were like, oh, they wore all that stuff to attack democracy. It's complete nonsense. They were doing that to protect themselves against Antifa. So yes, anytime you're in a threat environment like that, body armor is appropriate. Stab-proof clothing is a minimum, I would say. I would say, you know, stab and bullet resistant should be soft, at least soft armor should be worn by someone like her. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. All right. We're going to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We got 1 minute. We got Jeff. We got Tax Slave. We got Clown Car. We got Lester. We got Tim. We got Matt. We got Melissa. We're going to go through your calls. I got some videos to play. We got the Pope inventing Bible verses too.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of The War Room has engaged, and we got Stuart Rhodes. He's going to stay with us riding shotgun for the rest of the show. I am going to play... I played a little bit of Alex Jones talking about all the pedos in this country from years gone back. We're going to end it with that as well. Stuart, did you hear about this? The former lieutenant governor of Virginia, which is on a lot of people's minds now because with Governor Spamberger, shot his wife and then killed himself inside his Virginia home. He was the lieutenant governor for Governor Northam, who was the "we keep the babies comfortable as we harvest their organs."
Right. Yeah, I saw that. That was very interesting. Yeah. So, of course, the mainstream media will do their best to minimize exposure for that. Imagine if it was a Republican that had done that.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be the end of the world. And that was Justin Fairfax was his name. And two children were at home at the time. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, you may think at the time it's worth it to kill yourself and kill your spouse, but let me tell you, it's not worth it, especially when you got two kids. You're not leaving them anything but you know, a life of regret, and they're going to go through life now just being
total. Yeah, I feel bad. I do feel bad for the kids, obviously.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But, yeah, I mean, apparently we're going through a divorce, and that's how you chose to end it, which is really horrible.
Yeah. Totally ridiculous. So, all right, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Wants to talk also about the Epstein files. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you again. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's a great honor to speak to you again. I did speak to you on February 2nd, but I'm a major whistleblower, and I could literally prove a lot of RICO charges because this has been going on for a long time, and with the Boys Town stuff, I'd witnessed that.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you called in. Yeah.
I really, it's a great honor to speak to Stuart Rhodes on this day, and he's really honorable, so I really appreciate him. My big question is getting my information out. I see that they're trying to corral people, and I think maybe part of this is a corralling where they're trying to minimize the outcome or the total investigation and everyone involved. How do I get slipped through that corral, and who do I really report to, because I know if I, like in the past, if I went to the FBI, they have a way of, they'll plug the leak and stuff. So, but I'm trying to figure out how to get around that. Is there any good advice there?
My advice is start going on different podcasts or putting it out there so there's a repository of the information you have that can't be taken down, and then you start directing people to that repository. I don't think you can, and maybe, you know, you could get a sheriff and a county on your side, but Stuart, what are your suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, sadly, the FBI that we thought was going to be purged and cleaned up has not been. Quite the opposite. Cash Patel, you know, like with Brian Cole, he's participating directly, and so did Bongino, and he was there in the framing of an innocent man to cover for the deep state coup in the election of 2020. You know, the so-called pipe bomber. It's just ridiculous. It's horrible. So no, you can't rely on the FBI. I think the FBI is a freaking joke. Until that's cleaned up, then yeah, what Rob said is you have to go through the court of public opinion first. And then if you can get a good sheriff in your area to take it up, that's right. So it's back to the point about why I'm starting the Strong County Project. Who your sheriff is matters. Who your local prosecutor is matters. I mean, you know, the bad guys know that. That's why Soros was funding prosecutor races all over the country to the tune of millions of dollars, because he knows it counts at the county level. So that's where the fight has to be right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think there are definitely places you could get the word out. In fact, we should probably get Jeff's number, and he might have given it to me before too. There's a lot that goes on here. I mean, I probably spent like an hour and a half getting ready for today's show because I have so many other things to do, and I'm filling in. It's not my normal job, so I'm doing this on top of everything else. So I tend to just go with the flow, and you know, if it didn't happen that day, it probably will never happen unless it's brought up to me again. But Jeff, you got anything else to say?
I do, because I do know somebody very close to Trump and the very conservative side, and it should be investigated, or it's definitely there. And it's probably something that's being covered up because it's on the right side or conservative side. And it's just like I could drop that name right now and have it investigate on X or something, Twitter. But I don't have it set up because of lawfare against me. But it's just like literally I could do that at this very minute. And it would probably upset some people, but it would get this thing going. And I just don't know what to do. But
so well, I would love to get sometimes you got to just do it, do what's right. I mean, you got to make your own decision, pray on it, and decision. But I err on the side of being proactive and taking risks. Go for it, I say. But you're listening to a guy that was sentenced, you know, wrongly to 18 years, so maybe you should take my advice.
You know, we're cleaning out stuff, throwing away garbage, stuff that's piled up for years. I actually found some shirts that somebody sent us, and they say, "Life is a risk, live it." That's all they said. That's all it says on the shirt. Life in big block letters. Life is a risk, live it. And, you know, it's kind of this ugly green. I saw it. And I'm like, who ordered these shirts? And I opened up, I'm like, oh, wow, that's actually a great slogan to go by. And, you know, nobody's coming to save you, bro. Nobody's coming to save any of us. We're all in charge of our own destiny. And we have to decide that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's how things are going to change. And it's going to change. What's crazy is, you know, Stuart and I have been in this fight for a long time. And it seems like, oh, nothing ever happens. And then, you know, you're seeing all this information come out. Hey, 5 years ago, this information wasn't even out there. So we should be thankful that more information's coming out, and just keep every day, we just keep moving the ball a little bit more. And eventually the dam's going to break. They won't be able to stop us all. And, a few of us will get through the wire.
So I got a good Bible quote for you, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, you know, duty is ours, results are God's. I say go for it.
Yeah, and don't make any decisions if you've been drinking. Unless you've been drinking methylene blue.
don't hit send if you've been drinking, right?
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Jeff. The guys are going to get your number. I'm going to talk to you offline and see if we could help you out and get this thing going. So let's talk to Tax Slave in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go straight down. He also wants to talk about the Epstein files, state of the world and Epstein files. See, we're not going to stop talking about Epstein, you know?
No.
Trump's like, are you still talking about Epstein? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're still talking about it, bro.
So it's my number one issue because it's the heart and soul of the demonic deep state.
Exactly. And hey, where the chips fall where they may, brother, that's where it is, you know. Right. Go ahead, Tech Slave.
Well, you guys just summed up everything I wanted to say. I do have a little more. But you're so right. You know, the revelations, you know, that, you know, were very clear, just indicate to me that, you know, the elite, the controlling government elites, that, you know, I guess there's a Venn diagram between government and the elite that are running the world, and there's a lot of overlap there. But, you know, it just dawned on me that, you know, I keep thinking, you know, about, you know, the war, the Epstein files, all this stuff, you know, the inflation and taxes and all this. And I'm like, how could I expect anything to be good in this life since we're being run by a satanic cult of child rapists, murderers, cannibals, God knows what else. And Stuart, I think what you said about bringing it more local, that's probably the only answer that I can think of to change it, because I don't think the government can police itself. The government is incapable of going after itself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the caveat is that President Trump, as I've been saying for years, as the president commander-in-chief, can use his absolute power of declassification to expose all the dirt and his power to invoke the Insurrection Act. And he should, to defeat the deep state. And that's the only way to do it, really, is to defeat the deep state now through those mechanisms right now. He can do it with our support. I think it'd be a combined effort with him and us. He's got good people like Tulsi Gabbard or patriots that are doing the best they can. But like I said, they're distracting him with this war, and they're going to run the clock out on him so that he doesn't go after the deep state. He needs to get back to that core promise. His core promise in the election was to drain the swamp. And that's why I've got him tattooed on my arm. Like my forearm here has got him, you know, tattooed. I can't show it, but he's tattooed on my forearm because I saw him survive the attack on him in Butler, the assassination attempt. And I saw him, you know, react with courage. And that's the Trump that we need back in action. And I don't think any man's beyond redemption. I think it's possible to reach him. And I hope he will be reached and get back on track. But I believe that's what we have to do. Now, short of that, you're right. If he's not going to do it, it's going to require us, the people, and it's going to have to be bottom up. That's why I'm focusing on the county level. Can you guys still hear me?
Sure.
Did I lose you?
Oh, no. Yeah, I turned my mic off. I was talking to the guys. But okay. Yeah, no, I can hear you. I heard you the whole time. Oh, wait, did he just go muted? No, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your call, Tax Slave. Let's see. Let's go to Clown Car, and then we're going to play a couple videos and cover some articles because I still want to cover the news as we go through this day. I've still got a stack over there, some Gateway Pundit. I've got some InfoWars articles. I want to go to this video of the Pope also, basically inventing scripture to kind of make people feel guilty about not taking migrants into their house. Let's go to Clown Car first, talking about Event 201. Go ahead, Clown Car.
Captain Clown Car, Port of Duty, sir. First of all, I would like to thank you guys. You guys are great Americans, Stuart, Harrison, Rob, Rex, everybody. You guys do a bang-up job out there. I got two real quick things I want to state. I don't know if Harrison remembers how Event 201 went down in New York, but they actually let us in and kind of eased the punch a little by letting us know you're going to smell something a little funny in the subway system of New York City. That is for Event 201. They put a pheromone in the subway system to see how far it could travel. Now, who knows? As far as I know, they did the same thing with COVID and however else they were able to do that. But we're all in a situation now where we've jumped on the Trump train, and now we're part of these Republican clubs, which I'm actually part of one here in Brooklyn. It's called the Donald J. Trump Republican Club. And we're having a town hall meeting. I've invited you, Rob. I've invited Rex. I would love to have Stuart Rhodes, and I would love to have Harrison Smith. You know, you guys could do it over Skype. We're trying to figure out how we're going to be able to withstand the next clampdown, the next lockdown, the next social media Snopes or whatever it's called, where they fact check us every time. Right. And I'm going to tell you, my personal feeling is they took you guys off the air because something big is going to happen. And another situation, I believe Trump is about to tell all the illegal immigrants what was there is 50 million or whatever, 20 million. They're going to say, hey, listen, if you fight for America in our military, we're going to give you free citizenship. You're going to be an American citizen. So that's another thing I'm really worried about, because they stopped worrying so hard about the immigration. I believe that's the next step forward. Again, Rob, Stuart, Harrison, Rex, I would love to have you guys on Skype or however we're going to do it, because we're having a town hall meeting here in New York. And what's our next step?
So what's the date on that?
I'm a huge fan, and I'm finding it very hard to find you guys live. I'm actually having, like, InfoWars withdrawals from the truth. I don't know. I'm listening to everything else, and I'm going, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. This can't be right. This can't be right. You know? But, you know.
What's the date of your town hall, Clown Car?
All right. So we're going to be doing it on April 30th from 9 p.m. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. New York City time. And, you know, we value everything that you guys do. You know, it might not seem like there's a lot of people. And believe me, I've been part of the New York City Freedom Rally since the very first time the J6 guys got in trouble. That was before we even did anti-vax protests and, you know, stop the social media clampdowns and the freedom of speech. But one of the first ones we did was at Foley Square. I don't know if you know about this, Stuart, but we did it at Foley Square in New York City. That's like one of the very first rallies that the New York City Freedom Rally had held. I went there. I'm a union worker. I have a special thing that I use for confined space. It's called the CO2 detector, which happens to be the CO2 detector that OSHA uses in their stats to be the one that they use to determine what is considered legal amounts of parts per million within your carbon dioxide. So I use the detector. Put it under the mask. Within 15 seconds, oh, it's going off. It's up to 80,000 parts per million dangerous. If you saw a school with lights and fire bells blaring, would you send your child into that school? No. So why would you do it, put a mask on your child? And let's not forget, on the CDC site, during the holiday, it said holiday recommendations. Do not put masks on children two and under, because it may cause asphyxiation or death. And a small little disclaimer at the bottom of their website. But, I mean, I'm going off a tangent here because I have so many millions of things to say, and we need to get together at a town hall meeting and explain what's going on in the Devil's Den.
Yeah.
Is Trump our guy? Obviously.
Yeah, I'm game.
Well, I think this, Clown Car, you know, we had a caller talk about that earlier. The 14th Amendment is what people should have been relying on when they were saying you're not a central person. 14th Amendment, bro. That's all you say. You know, you got to go equal protection under the law. There are no, we're all essential or we're not essential. There's no.
There's no law. Show me the law.
Yeah, exactly. No law. But they tried to do that. But that's what you say. The 14th Amendment says I can go do this because I have equal protection under the law right there. Boom. So.
You got a mandate. I don't date men.
Yeah. I don't date men. Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for the call, Clown Car. You got any, you want to respond to that? Any of that, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm game to do pop into your town hall by Zoom. Do you know the guys? Do you know Joe the Box up there at the American Warehouse, America First Warehouse? If you don't,
yes,
you should
do.
Pop by there and say hi. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I'm game. Let me know. I'm we should be proactive and we need to prepare for resistance. What's coming down the pipe for us is basically Communist Chinese social credit score. This is why I oppose. That's why, I frankly, oppose J.D. Vance for president. I don't trust him because I know he's Peter Thiel's, you know, boy. That's who he worked for. That's who groomed him and funded his run for the Senate. That's who helped him become vice president. That's who's behind him. And right now, Peter Thiel and Palantir, they are the targeting brain for the U.S. military, which they're turning into autonomous targeting by AI. You know, kill decisions by AI. That's what I don't like about what I'm seeing from Hegseth right now. He's advocating and demanding that AI companies allow for autonomous kill decisions by AI. That's like Terminator land. So
sure. And I think the AI companies know their stuff doesn't work as well as they say it does. And it's going to kill, it's going to kill schoolgirls, a bunch of, you know, schools full of children. And
well, here's the problem I have. I started Oath Keepers so that we can hopefully influence the current serving police and military to say no when given orders. What's going to happen when they, the elites, replace all the soldiers and police with robots and drones that will just do what they're told? All they can do is push a button to exterminate all of us. So we're in a ticking time bomb against that, against the coming of Terminator land. We have to defeat the deep state now, while President Trump's still in power, and before they build Terminator land, you know, they build Total Information Awareness and Skynet.
Yep, yep.
That's what's coming. And it's coming right now under the Trump administration. During our own, you know, our man that's supposed to be stopping this stuff is, it's under his watch right now. It's being built here. Project Gotham with Palantir being inserting itself into all the police stations across the country.
Well, his eye is on Iran. That's what the minions are doing here. And let's play this clip of the Pope. Basically, he starts off with a Jesus quote from the Bible. Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers. And then he adds some extra stuff. Stuart, see if you can pick out where he went wrong. Here's the Pope, and it's clip 7.
Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers. But woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth. Mm. Yes, my dear sisters and brothers, you who hunger and thirst for justice, who are poor, merciful, meek, and pure of heart, you who have wept, you are the light of the world.
All right, Stuart, where did he stop reading from the Bible?
It's hard to tell. That's the problem. Is he should have, you know, said this is what Christ said, and let me add to that. Here's what I think should be done now. Look, I'm a crusader. That's my mindset. My mindset is that we are here to occupy and to fight evil, and you don't do that just by turning the other cheek. Sometimes you got to fight. Our founding fathers fought. I mean, I hope he's not suggesting that the founders were somehow wrong, rebelling against tyranny. God gives us free will and gives us the ability to use our own hearts and minds to decide for ourselves what our course of life is going to be. That's a life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And we have a duty to fight against anyone that's going to impose tyranny. That's why I oppose mass immigration of Muslims into the West. That was obviously done to destroy the West, and it was done in part by the Zionists. I oppose both of them. Pox on both their houses. I don't have to choose one or the other. I can say, hey, I'm going to preserve my country as a Christian nation against both, against the communists. Like, I went to law school with a bunch of dual citizen Israelis who are atheists and communists who hate this country, hate the West, and want to destroy it. And then you got these friggin' Orthodox rabbis from Israel saying that Christ is boiling in shit, and they also wanted to say that, you know, Islam is the broom of Zionism. So I oppose both of them. So, you know, okay, I agree with just war theory. You should make sure that you are making war for the right reasons, and it should be carried out in a way that does not harm innocents if you can avoid it. But I also don't want to think that we have an obligation to be pacifists and allow our country to be destroyed.
Yeah, I totally agree. We can't just sit by while it goes, because if we've already sat and we've seen what happens, and you can see the people of Ireland, they're just like, wait, they woke up from like a 20-year coma going like, where'd our country go? What are we, yeah. We were being good Europeans, and look what happened to us.
Right. And they're at the point now where there's only one way out.
Yeah.
We all know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
It's what they did in Northern Ireland against the British oppression.
Well, and they are standing strong, and they're not being violent. I think a lot of this passive resistance can work but they got to stay together, and they got to make sure there's no provocateurs in there. I got one more clip before we go to you. Go ahead.
How do they purge out their corrupt politicians? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because the ones that are resigning seem to be ones that are on their side, and they're just resigning in disgust. You know what? I'm going to play this clip when we come back. Basically, a county attorney in Minnesota has issued 2 arrest warrants for ICE agents for assault. We're going to play part of her clip when we come back. But I just want to remind people, go to thealexjonesstore.com. It supports everything we're doing here. We can't do it without your help. We got Methylene Blue, 72% off subscription. Right now, $22.39 a month as long as you subscribe, and it'll stay like that. You lock it in that price for as long as you stay subscribed. Also, you could get Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy at a subscription until we hit 1,000, then it's off. Go back to that 60% off InfoWars products. Is that what that said? So if you want one of these shirts like this that has the InfoWars stacked logo, see this, guys, right here? InfoWars stack logo. We got a lot of designs of those. We got some amazing hats. Looks like it said it was 60-something percent off. Oh, is that old data? Okay.
So that was old data, but you don't have too much time. April 30th is going to be the last day you can get these stacked InfoWars logos. InfoWars cooler bundle, $79.99. If you're a VIP member, $63.99. So become a VIP today. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It supports everything we do, and we need your support. We'll be right back for the final segment with Stuart Rose, finishing up with your calls and covering more news. Thanks for watching The War Room.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner zeolite detox defense. Advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit theoliveshowstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your zeolite formula now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. A big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. To take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You charged Mr. Morgan with two counts of second-degree assault, one count for each victim, for threatening the victims with a dangerous weapon. Second-degree assault with a gun has a presumptive sentence of 36 months in prison. Mr. Morgan's conduct was extremely dangerous. Driving while pointing a weapon out of your moving vehicle at the victims who were in another moving vehicle could have led to yet another disastrous incident in a community that has already suffered too many. I want to thank the Minnesota State Patrol for their investigative work on this case and for submitting it to our office for charging consideration.
Yeah. There you go. That's what happens when you're trying to uphold the law and deport illegal aliens and you're getting interfered with by citizens. Why do you think they pointed the gun at them? Because they're probably trying to run them off the road or do whatever they were doing. What do you think of that, Stuart? They're going to now start charging ICE agents in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, wow. Meanwhile, the people that assaulted Savannah are let off the hook. They're probably not going to be charged. You know,
it's like surprised. That bashful flower. Like, oh, we didn't see that. You know.
But that's why I've been saying President Trump should vote the Insurrection Act. I mean, what they're doing basically is nullifying the Civil War and nullifying the 14th Amendment and everything that came after the Civil War. They're saying that they can criminalize enforcement of federal law. They can with impunity, they can just start putting federal agents in prison. I mean, we had a Civil War over that same kind of issue, right? So I'm not a big fan of Lincoln and what he did during the Civil War, but out of that came, you know, hey, the Supremacy Clause is in effect. Federal law is supreme over anything that a state tries to do. They can't nullify federal law by putting the federal agents in prison. So President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act, and he should use that and use the National Guard and also use us as the militia, I think, and to go. And
you go to Texas and you look at, you know, they're deporting more illegals than anyone in the country right now, the state of Texas. Why? Because they're picking them up in jails and they're calling the ICE, say, come pick them up. There's no way to protest that. Nobody knows about that. And here, when they're letting people out, sanctuary states, and then they're going, hey, we pick up people, but if they're criminals, we're just going to let them go, and you guys are going to have to go catch them in the street. That's why you're creating all these situations.
Yes, exactly. Doing it on purpose. The same thing happened in Illinois.
Yeah.
Like I was up in Illinois with my friend Chad LaRue, and the same story there. They want this to happen. They want ICE to have to go and try to ferret them out in the street. So they have, you know, the rest of the tamale cart lady or whatever, and they want confrontations in the street. So that's exactly right. They do not want them going to the jails, picking them up where they actually are. That's why I believe, you know, it goes beyond, oh, you can't compel us to participate in your law enforcement. They're actually obstructing federal law, and they're harboring harboring illegal aliens.
And nobody's doing anything about it. All right, we got four callers left. Let's go to Tim. I'm going to give you 2 minutes each. Go to Tim and Callie. Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Hey, Stuart and Drew, good afternoon. Hey, just I've been seeing that, you know, Peter Ducey, he drilled Carolyn Leavitt there yesterday about the 10 missing nuclear and UFO scientists. And she said, oh, it's worth looking into. But then he got Donald Trump today on the lawn. And, oh, he goes, well, yeah, we should know in about a week and a half. I hope it's just coincidence. Do you have any ideas on who's disappearing these 10 scientists?
Well, you know, it happened also right before COVID. So they started getting microbiologists and killing them. Mm-hmm. One of which I think ended up being Kerry Mullis, because he died of pneumonia in 2019. And he was the guy who invented the PCR test. So he would have told you what they're doing is bunk. Go ahead, Stuart.
No, agreed. And so look, as long as we're ruled by a corrupt deep state, it's like a cancer on our country. You can expect this kind of thing to happen, of course. Anyone who cures cancer is killed. Anyone who's going to expose their crimes are killed. Anyone that becomes a liability, you know, quote-unquote, in their secret programs is going to be killed and scrubbed. This is the problem, is that this is going on right now. This is so frustrating. It's going on right now under the Trump administration. Like I said before, that's why I disagree with even my brother, J6 political prisoners. Like, oh, anybody who's opposing President Trump is not MAGA. You're a traitor. I am the most MAGA because I'm asking or urging President Trump to do his duty and calling it out when he's failing.
Yeah, that's we're not trying to stop what he's doing. We just want him to do more. We're like, do more,
Yeah. Do what you said you were going to do. Don't get off track.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Honor your word. All right, let's go to Matt in Texas. Go ahead, Matt. Matt in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead,
buddy.
Can you hear me? Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks. I appreciate everything y'all doing. I'm a subscriber, and
all my supplements in my bathroom are yours. And
thank you.
I'm 57. I feel like I'm 35. But real quickly, I know I don't have much time. I just wanted to say howdy to Stuart. I met him at the Doc's Chambers event in Dripping Springs. And congratulations on the expunging of those charges. It was well-deserved. A real quick note, though. The Oath Keepers thing, and I gave you that little business card of mine there at that Dripping Springs event. Just let everybody know that there is another Oath Keepers organization out there that is chock full of CIA agents. So tread cautiously and go to the right site. But I have a question for you, Stuart. What are your thoughts
about the Oath Keepers USA? I'm not going to accuse them of being CIA, but I will accuse them of being unethical. They didn't stand up for us while we were in prison. And as far as I can tell, they do nothing that's according to our mission. So, and they tried to steal my trademark while I was in prison.
Yeah, it's just nothing more than signal chats and people just talking about stuff. But what are your thoughts about, like, this rumors about a draft coming back in December 2026? And I'll drop off.
They're going to draft illegals. That's the one I think. Go ahead, Stuart.
Well, yeah, supposedly what we were first told is that, oh, this is just an administrative thing. They're going to automatically register young men rather than waiting for them to go to their local post office to register like we did back in the day. But yeah, I don't like this ridiculous notion of offering illegal aliens who came into our country illegally, who are being conditioned not to assimilate. A lot of the military age males, I believe, that are here to destroy this country. The last thing you want to do is put them in the military and train them and give them weapons. And I think it's horrible. So yeah, I'm very suspicious. This is the problem, is that God saved President Trump's life in Butler. I believe that's true. I believe he knows it. And I think he was saved to save our country. And yet, on his watch, in his administration, all of this is being done by the deep state that continues to destroy our country from the inside out, right under his nose. And that's why I say we need regime change right here at home. If we can't do that, there's no business. We have no business trying to occupy another nation and do regime change for their people when we can't get regime change right here at home. This country has to come first and frankly only.
100%.
So I'm cool with disarming the mullahs from nukes, great, but then focus on the deep state here at home. Because unless you do, this country will be destroyed. Western civilization is being destroyed by methodical, intentional mass invasion from the third world. And you got President Trump walking back now on his campaign promises for mass deportation. He needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, use the military, and use us as the militia and get it done now.
There you go. All right, Lester in Appalachia. Go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
That's right. I'm coming straight from your alumni school, mm-hmm. WVU. How's it going, Rob?
It's good.
Hey, we've talked a couple times. I'll keep it brief. But, man, you know, I understand. We got the Epstein files, news cycle. Iran war, news cycle. And I think that was to divert away from the Epstein files in a way. I mean, it was like for Trump to kill two birds with one stone, right?
And then he used the Epstein files to distract us from Iran with his wife.
right. And now I think what we're going to be looking at is we're going to be shocked by the UFO stuff coming out. I think that's going to be straight in the next news cycle. After the Iran, if there is a ceasefire, I think that's going to be straight coming for us. You know, I'm in Mothman country.
Yeah.
I've seen some things. I'm a firm believer, Rob. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen some really weird things here in the hills of Appalachia.
I think it's interdimensional, personally. I don't think it's off-world, but that's my opinion. Stuart?
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be the next big distraction. And that's why these scientists that are working on these programs mm-hmm. are all disappearing, so they can't tell us the truth. So yes, I agree they'll use that. I mean, that's what we've been listening to for years now, is that they're going to use the UFO revelations as the great unifier to unite humanity.
Yeah.
And that just reminds me of the prophecies of the Mark of the Beast and the Antichrist.
There you go.
So I think you're right.
All right, Melissa in North Dakota.
I think they're demons. I think the aliens are demons, actually.
There you go. That's what I think. I think they're interdimensional demons. Melissa in North Dakota, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Now we can hear you.
I want to be careful to slow down because I really can't spit it all out in 2 minutes, but you might not understand me that well. There is this situation in North Dakota called the Dunseith debacle that has to do with a lawsuit Well, currently is a lawsuit by Charles Hofer, H-O-E-F-E-R. And I gave the numbers of some people off air, and there's another one I thought of that you might want to look up if you can keep me going after you're off air, too. But the gist of it is this guy bought this distressed facility that apparently had been handling classified airplane parts and parts for airplanes that weren't classified. He found a whole bunch of material that he wound up having to call the FBI on. And the FBI is over there freaking out because the stuff's above their classification. And they found out that there were a bunch of people that were making millions off of handling these airplane parts and gyro stuff that in the wrong facility with the wrong stuff. And I know you were supposed to have done a story about mid-air turbulence, clear air turbulence, and a bunch of other defective things. And it looked like it fit in. I don't know what you have time to hear and what you don't, if I should try to call back another day, if you'll let me. But it's a lot of detail.
I think what you should do this. You need to do this because there's always limited time and you can't show what you're talking about. Make a video about this. And if you don't have an X account, get an X account or find somebody with a big X account that you can give to and have them post it on there, because it's very interesting. But yeah, I'm running up on the end of the clock, and I do want to get this video of Alex Jones played as we head out here on this Thursday afternoon. Stuart, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, she was breaking up. I couldn't hear what she said. But, yeah, I'll just second what Rob said. Put it up online and then send the guys on the crew.
Yeah, when you send the link out, then it's all there, and we can go back and refer to it and cross-reference it. But I appreciate your call, Melissa. Stuart, thanks for joining me. We're going to go to this. I got two videos. One is about the man who is aware, which I think Alex Jones is probably one of the most aware people on the planet. And then we're going to go back to 2016 of him talking about the Wiener laptop, which is back in the news again. So we got to get rid of these pedophiles. It can't happen soon enough. Stuart, thanks for joining me. We're signing off.
Yeah, God bless, brother.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
The truest words was from Nietzsche when he said that any man who knows too much can't fit in anywhere. And that's the curse of awareness. Once you start to delve underneath the surface, that's when you realize this whole world, it's not so simple. And you start to notice who people really are and the games they're playing. And that fake confidence, all the ulterior motives. And you realize this whole society, it's built on lies. And people, they're sheep. And once you see that, you can't unsee that. So you try and tell people. But they say to you, no, you're overreacting, you are crazy. So you stop talking. But you're still observing, you're still watching, but you know you don't belong anymore. And it's not because you think you're too good for anyone. No. It's because you've seen too much and you're watching everything. And now you know you can't go back to how it was anymore. And awareness, it isolates you. And it's the price of clarity. Because the crowds, they move away. But then at least you know who you are.
Said it's Doug Hagman and others that came on the show 2 days ago. This is even before it was in the news. He said his NYPD sources said they were going to bring out the occult, child molestation, you name it. And we know that sources we have inside the federal government say that that is what is in the later coup de grace or final blow of WikiLeaks if Hillary didn't step down. And now the final chapter before that's released has come out, and it quite frankly is that chapter. These people make me so angry that I was almost not able to even get on air right now, and that's not theater when I say that. And I think about the scum that have supported this. This is hardcore Aleister Crowley, nastiest of the black magic. And good God, folks, it's tied into Haiti. It's tied into women that have gotten in trouble trying to bring in undocumented Haitians into the United States, children, disappeared children, you name it. It is just the fountain of evil. And it's exactly the sect and group and everything we already knew. I've explained to you about New York City. And, of course, you know what the late, great director Stanley Kubrick tried to expose in his last film. He refused to cut 24 minutes. He died right after he refused, and he had final edit, as he did final cut on all of his movies, and he died. His protege, of course, his daughter, Vivian Kubrick, has never spoken to the public about the information. And she wouldn't tell me a lot of it, but she said it was too dangerous to myself and my family. But she said, you already know. And she told me some things. He was never involved in it, but he was obviously, being in Hollywood, aware of it. And I'm just going to stop right there. The FBI isn't perfect, but this is so corrupt and so evil, it's got a total mutiny going. You noticed? The London Guardian published hours before WikiLeaks came out, and Paul Watson discovered this, and Drudge top-linked it at drudgereport.com. Let's put it up on screen. That the FBI said, quote, we believe she's the Antichrist and will destroy the world. If you actually go further, what they said, that they believe that she'll wants to destroy the earth. The FBI doesn't talk like that, folks. I told you a month ago, I said Obama and Hillary are devil worshipers. The Secret Service has told me, members of the military have told me, that Obama seems really nice, and then all of a sudden you'll be walking down the hall, and it's like, in fact, I didn't tell you half of it, okay? Just, it's, these people are scared. I told you they're having nightmares. They don't want to be there. It's very dark, is the words I was told. And Hillary's even worse, folks, okay? Currently serving FBI agent said Clinton is the Antichrist personified to a large swath of FBI personnel. And that's the liberal whistleblower, like, oh my God, most of the FBI hates her. They literally think she's the devil. That's the reason they're leaking. They're pro-Trump. Folks, it's because they know what's in the WikiLeaks and they know what else is coming out. The NYPD's got even worse stuff. And let me tell you, it isn't just sex with kids. I don't even want to show you the video of what they put out in their private party invites to each other. The Podesta and others says he attends. But it's hardcore. We're going to show it. You better get ready, folks. This is who wants to rule you and your family. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation. Now, Doug Hagmann, I've been hearing him for 15 years on Coast to Coast AM. First five, I thought, that guy is too radical. A lot of what he says I know is accurate. A lot of it just is too much. He said they were going to bring in massive Muslims at some point and set up a caliphate. First guy I heard say it. He said they were going to use it for strategy attention. He said a lot of things. And then about 10 years ago, I started going, man, that all came true. And then more of it came true. And then I learned from some of my sources, who are former Secret Service, connected to NYPD. Now, one of those is Bongino, but he doesn't give us any secret stuff. Another one was also in the NYPD. They said, you ought to interview Doug Hagmann. That guy's dead on. I go, well, I've been interviewing him. I know he's dead on. He was here 2 days ago. The video's on Infowars.com. He said, I'm not going to go all the way because this is just too over the top. I'm going to let it come out. But the NYPD is getting ready to basically have a press conference. The FBI is as well. There's the insider, NYPD, FBI found sex blackmail network on Wiener's computer. And he got into it. Sex crimes with kids. It's everything. No one had this. And all I'm pointing out is we don't make stuff up. It's not about credit. It's about, let me tell you something. When you're with Secret Service agents and they're senior, and then those are smart pretty tough, smart guys, you know. And then they've got the archetype and everything of the suit, and they're, you know, their eyes right on you, and you can tell they're not, and they're like, she's really dangerous. We're all really scared, and we can't tell everything, but just, you're right about it all. God save America. And they start getting a tear in their eye. You're like, well, what is it? They go, it's bad. They hurt children, folks. And then he talks to the NYPD, and that's Eric Prince has come out with all of it, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff they're doing, all of it, talking to the NYPD, the same thing he said 2 days ago about children and sex islands and sex slavery. And folks, a lot of these kids, they don't just throw them out of the side on the road, folks. You know what they do to them, okay? Look at these people. Look at Wiener and Aberdeen and Hillary. This is who's going to rule over us. And I cry because I am so ashamed of what our country's turned into. And they want to degradate us. They want to sell baby parts and keep little babies alive and harvest their organs and laugh at us. And the fake liberal media making jokes about everything. They had a whole bunch of articles this week saying, I'm a liar, that there's not even any criminal activity that Hillary's done. I mean, these people are ready to do anything. They are the biggest scum you could imagine. You understand that?
That was found on during the search of the of Wiener's computer. All right. This is given to me by a source. Now, that because of all the black on there that I put on there, that might not mean anything to anyone. But this goes along with...
If you saw what was under it, you'd be horrified.
Well, yes, yes. And look, this is all about sex trafficking, or a lot of it's about sex trafficking. A lot of the emails...
Well, let me add this. WikiLeaks leaked to We Are Change that was bold enough to go with the angle that this is about child trafficking. Now, what does that tell you? WikiLeaks leaked the info, then linked to the media that finally figured out what was going on first. That tells you WikiLeaks is getting ready to release the pedophile info.
Yes, and there's more.
Now, look at Hillary's face. I mean, she looks like a demon because she is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
No, it's fine. I would urge everyone looking at these emails because there are so many of them with respect to Podesta. We found, my source, I shouldn't say we, my source.
And let's be clear, your source gave you that photo just as an example of what's.
Right.
And that obviously gave you one of the lighter ones because it could even almost be illegal, even though you're an investigator and accredited, to even share that with you.
Right. And actually, I could probably take the tape off and it wouldn't really mean anything. It would be fine. But the fact is, and by the way, this was not transmitted over any electronic device.
Exactly.
Okay. This was hand delivered to me. But having said that, there's indications of dark web accessing the dark web, of course. There is a subtext or coding to some of the emails that Podesta and others have, including Hillary and Huma, have been engaged in. For example, pizza party. I'll just leave this out there. Pizza party. That's not exactly what it means. You know, don't bring your favorite video over for pizza night. A pizza party is something that has sexual connotations.
And that's why they say stuff like, there'll be semen, there'll be this and that. There'll be blood, lots of blood. Blood right. Even means something.
No, exactly, it does. I mean, you could go to,
spews lots of blood?
Yeah. Well, yes. And you know what? I was watching some other videos. Alex, you had Larry Nichols on talking about, some time ago, talking about, Hillary's trips monthly or
he told me 20 years ago and actually researchers actually have the news articles. Hell, Nichols doesn't even know this. It's in the Washington Post. Bill saying, I'm a voodooist. I like to be possessed by spirits. He wrote it in his book. But I mean, Nichols told me about the handler who he was years ago. Now the guys in the Inquirer and they were there handling Hillary. It was so embarrassing because she was going to these orgies, but also going to these other rituals. And to her credit, she hadn't been in the real, you know, bloodthirsty stuff until later.
I want to shut down for our society.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.